Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. All they have to do is ask. President Trump says the administration more than willing to help any mayor or governor looking to crack down on crime.
Following the rollout of National Guard troops in Washington and the federal takeover of D.C.'s police department, the White House says other cities can get assistance if they simply ask.
All of these elected officials in charge have to do is pick up the phone and ask for the president and the federal government's help.
While the president talks of expanding his federal control, 19 Democratic governors issued a joint statement condemning his actions, arguing it's an alarming abuse of power. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Investigators say 116 rounds were fired by the gunman who killed two children during Wednesday's mass shooting in Minneapolis. It happened as the youngsters were attending mass in a chapel at Annunciation Catholic School. The victims, 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel and 10-year-old Harper Moiske. 17 people wounded in the attack. Health and Human Services Secretary Kennedy defending the firing of the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Oh, there's a lot of trouble at CDC, and it's going to require getting rid of some people over the long term in order for us to change the institutional culture and bring back pride and self-esteem and make that agency the stellar agency that it's always been. I'm very confident in the political staff that we have down there now that they're going to be able to accomplish that.
Kennedy describes the CDC as an agency that is very troubled, has been for a very long time. New Orleans commemorates the 20th anniversary of a catastrophe. Devastating and deadly Hurricane Katrina made landfall this day back in 2005. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 145 points. NASDAQ futures off 116. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talk to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good Friday morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Busy travel day today, the Labor Day weekend, and already a problem leaving the Capitol Beltway. Coming north, there's a wreck northbound 95 between Powder Mill Road, the Intercounty Connector. So as you're coming north, it looks like only the right lane, according to the report we have. The right lane is open. That's not going to work for a long period of time. So I have to keep an eye on this. We're already backed up back to the area between Powder Mill Road and Cherry Hill Road coming north. Not much of an impact southbound, but this northbound backup could be an issue. We'll keep an eye on that. Beltway locally looks good. Both the tunnels right now are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cool start to your Friday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a few more clouds hanging around and temperatures into the lower 80s. Still below average for this time of year. Cooler on Saturday, and then we warm back up into early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County homicide detectives are investigating a deadly triple shooting in Catonsville. Officers from the Wilkins precinct responded to the 700 block of Wilton Farm Drive around 3:30 Thursday afternoon and found three people dead inside the home. At this time, detectives are not looking for any additional suspects. They say there's no ongoing threat to the public. The investigation is active and ongoing. The medical examiner's office has ruled the police custody death of 31-year-old Dante Melton Jr. a homicide. The finding was announced Thursday, a day after the Maryland Attorney General's office released more than 6 hours of body camera footage of his June 24th interaction with Baltimore police. The incident began when Melton was experiencing an apparent mental health crisis and struggled with police before being restrained. Police called for an ambulance, but due to a citywide dispatch outage, the calls were never received, and officers were unaware of the failure. Melton became unresponsive, and officers took him to a hospital where he was pronounced dead several hours later. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Well, thank God it's Friday, and good riddance to the Red Sox.
High fly into center field. This should do it. Eaton is back in front of the warning track. He is there. He makes the catch, and the Red Sox win it. 3-2 today. They sweep the Orioles in this four-game series.
Call on the New England Sports Network as the Red Sox wrap up another 3-2 win at Camden Yards. They do sweep the Orioles in a four-game set for the first time since 2018. Birds end up dropping 7 of 8 on the homestand and sit a season-high 18 games back in the cellar of the American League East. After the game, Gunner was asked what's to be in the season's final month.
Just continue to keep fighting. I mean, I feel like we've played some good baseball. It's just hadn't come through at the end. So, being able to come through in those spots is going to be good.
Well, on that point, the Birds just 3-for-30 with runners in scoring position in this series against Boston. Ravens got a lot accomplished over the last few days, cutting down to 53, cementing Kyle Hamilton as a big piece of their future. Now they rest, but here's Hamilton knowing what's at stake.
All the personal accolades and stuff, that's cool, but I feel like as a team, as an organization, talk to Mr. Bisciotti, it's just like Super Bowl, and we're not trying to wait anymore. So want to get greedy with that, want to do that now as soon as possible. And
prep for that begins on Monday, Labor Day. Coming up in 30 minutes, a blockbuster move shakes up the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now. Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning. It is Friday. Wow. Made it to the week. Or just about, anyway. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680. WCBM Sean finishes his week off for today, back on Monday. Back on Tuesday. And actually, I'll be taking next week off mostly to mourn the fact that Tay-Tay went with the other guy instead. My heart's broken. I told my wife this yesterday, and she said, it's okay, you just got a good prenup. She said, and I'll see you in 6 months. She's perfectly reasonable about it, seems to me. So, all right, we have a lot of ground to cover. Nino, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce, and happy Friday to you and the listeners.
Happy Friday to you. Nino Mangione is here with us again this morning, and I just say it's been delightful working with you during the course of this week.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and a lot of compliments for the level of education, institutional education you bring to us.
Thank you.
This week, because of your work down in Annapolis, and that really has been revelatory for an awful lot of us as to exactly what's been going on down there and how you would interpret what's going on down there. Later on, we will spend some time, once again, talking about what happened in Minneapolis. We cannot simply focus just on that. There are other things we need to talk about or wish to talk about during the day. Needless to say, the condemnation of the shooter is pretty widespread, and that's where it all diverges. And we'll talk about the divergence between left and right, and after saying, yeah, the shooter did a bad thing, how they disagree on exactly what happened, why and how and who did it. That's a conversation we'll have during the course of the morning. Also continuing, there's some more news out of Washington, D.C. Yes, the guard is still there. Yes, they are still doing their job. And boy, oh boy, are they arresting lots of people. They got more yesterday, and they'll get more today. And, of course, going into a Labor Day weekend, I figure they're going to be very busy over the next couple, 3 days. And, again, the people online are split. Pretty much, I mean, just left and right. You can tell where somebody is by just bringing this one topic. Oh, they're militarizing Washington, D.C. They're occupying Washington, D.C. This is going to lead to a military hunter. That's what this is all about. And it gets wilder, and I have a somebody for you on that coming up. You know, it is bizarre to think about. If you're offered help and you take the help, that somehow this is a bad thing. Muriel Bowser says what's been going on, she's really happy with. And we talked about this every day this week. Muriel Bowser is the Democratic mayor of Washington, D.C. She cuts on Trump and on Republicans all the time. But on this one, not so much.
The federal surge has had a significant increase on crime in Washington, D.C. And we greatly appreciate the surge of officers that enhance what MPD has been able to do in this city.
Yeah, and what they've been able to do are some phenomenal cuts in the crime rate in Washington, D.C. Will it sustain itself? Well, it depends. You've arrested a whole lot of bad guys during the last 25, 26 days. Question is, will you be able to sustain that afterwards? Keep them in jail, and you will. If you keep them in jail, those bad guys will not be out in the streets offending once again. That's pretty straightforward. And as to exactly what they've accomplished, we'll have a detail of that coming up in a couple of seconds. First, though, it's 6:13 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM on this Friday morning. Once again, it is time to say good morning to you, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long.
Yep, and a big problem already, 95 northbound, leaving the Capitol Beltway, coming north out of Prince George's County. The wreck has us down to one lane northbound at the Intercounty Connector. That's north of Powder Mill Road. I'm looking at the camera here. Not only the service road, but all three or four lanes northbound on 95 are just basically crawling. So it's not a good situation right now. We need to really think about the Parkway, Route 1, or even Route 29 northbound coming up from the Capitol Beltway, because you're really just not going anywhere in this backup. Southbound might see it, so I just want to give you the heads up for that. Otherwise, no problems early. Both the tunnels with the lanes open. 695. Hang on a second.
Musical interlude.
We need some coughing music.
Okay. Yes.
695. All the lanes are open. Thank you. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You did that, by the way, and also Nino and I are coughing here in studio. So thanks a lot, Chuck.
Sorry.
Thanks, Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Pavlovian response.
Nino, I'm sorry. God almighty.
Absolutely Pavlovian response. By the way, welcome back to our executive producer, Kristen Hager. Comes back with a suntan. You're looking great, man. And plus, she's all rested. We'll wear you out.
Good morning, Kristen.
Yeah, we'll give you a couple of days. We'll bring you right out. No problem at all. All right. Some of the nonsense is going on in Washington D.C. Chuck, we've been talking about this during the course of this week. Mayor Bowser, the mayor, says she happens to like it. And there have been reductions in overall crime. The rate, I think, is down like 50 or 60%.
Sure.
There are some categories where crime is down significantly. For example, carjackings.
For carjackings, the difference between this period, this 20-day period of this federal surge, and last year represents a 87% reduction in carjackings in Washington, D.C.
That's such a stunning number.
She's on drugs.
That's such a stunning number. Right. 87% decrease.
No. The results are incredible. So I want to make a very good point that because it makes us sound a little bit like we know what the hell we're talking about. So I said yesterday, and you as well, that you know what's happening with Donald Trump obviously is a path to success, right? She can't help but admit it, and now she's thanking the president.
Yes.
And I said yesterday, will when it comes from her, the mayor, a black mayor in a liberal city, anti-Trump, but even she has to admit it's working,
sure.
Right? Will that begin to put pressure on other leaders across the country? And you even said, who cares? Call it something else, but take a similar direction, right? So yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced he is deploying state police, basically their California Highway Patrol, to major cities including Los Angeles, San Diego, and the Bay Area to target crime like auto theft, drug dealing, etc. He emphasizes, however, his move contrasts sharply with President Trump.
Way different.
Because
it's way different.
You know, the unilateral threat to send National Guard troops to cities, and he stressed his deployment is being done in cooperation with local governments, unlike Trump's action, blah, 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 whatever. The point is, Trump is getting them to take
yes.
action against crime, which is a serious problem. And at the end of the day, Trump, he's a big, powerful guy with, they say ego, but sure, everybody in politics
sure.
has ego.
Yes.
But it's what he wanted all along. Clean up the cities. Make the cities safer. Do something about the crime. He doesn't want it. Newsom can't admit.
There's enough credit to go around.
Okay. Yes, and
there's enough
care.
Credit to go around.
Clean it up.
Yeah.
Make it better for your citizens.
Yeah.
So it's exactly what we said.
Yeah. The only place there's not quite enough credit to go around is when it comes to traffic. Because then the credit all has to go to Chuck. It's a rule.
Yep. Thank you, Chuck.
I got it under control. But did you see in Baltimore yesterday, they said they're putting a special unit, maybe more than one, I'm not sure, Fells Point, Federal Hill. Why didn't they do it before this?
A special unit?
You know.
Is that what you said?
No, say units.
A unit. Okay.
More police cars.
Oh, got it.
In
got
those
it.
Areas.
I got
Why
confused.
Didn't they do it before this?
I don't know. Were the eunuchs already there?
Oh, I tell you.
I'll tell you, Chuck.
No, if I was near, well, never mind. People say, you know, Chuck's a violent guy. Really, I'm not. But you can only smack a dog so many times before he bites you in the ass.
So, in other words, I should make sure I'm facing you.
So why don't you take your eunuch ass and go back to the next break? I'm sorry, you know.
Hey, I hear you,
I know,
Chuck.
It's a family show, but I'm sorry.
Thank you, Chick. Chuck.
Chick.
Chuck.
Call me Chick now.
Right.
You know, it's only 6:15, and we're all screwed up already.
I know. It's going to be one of those shows. You know, it's getaway day for an awful lot of us. A three-day weekend.
Now.
Yes, well, but, you know, think about this. We're going into a three-day weekend, so traffic patterns for you today are going to be very strange. There'll be people who won't be going to work. They'll be heading out of town this morning.
Yeah.
So you're going to have that to deal with as well.
I get a little scared when it's quiet early.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we got this big thing down there on 95. But I get a little scared when you look out and you go, okay, it's not too bad. Somewhere along, I mean, look at all these wrecks on 95 the last couple of days in Hartford and Cecil County.
Yep.
You know, car carriers on fire, vegetable oil being stolen, you know. It's like Reverend.
I hate that when your vegetable oil gets stolen. I'm still working on that one.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do with a tanker?
You took a truckload of Crisco for crying out loud.
Yes. So what are you going to do with this? Well, we're going to have a barbecue.
We got more rub it on the thing.
We've got 27 turkeys we got to cook.
Right. I mean, I know dumb, but that is dumber than dumb.
Can't think of one of the less useful things to steal if you're on the highway.
I mean, I understand it has a value because it's the new cooking oil that the restaurants need. But where the hell are you going to sell it?
Right.
Hey, look, come over here to the parking lot.
I got 50,
5 gallons.
$3. I can see it now. Some guy, it just fell off the truck.
Whitaker's Oil Sales, right here.
Where'd you get that? Same place you got the TV. It fell off the truck.
You got a stereo right over here.
Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple. Right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's at 919. One more from Ira Bowser. And this is a truism because we see it in our own neighborhoods. I live in a very quiet, little, out-of-the-way, you know, almost country neighborhood, way out in the county. But the one time that we had any excitement, we had some guy come in who had abandoned his car. He was being chased by police, and he ended up inside somebody's house, and then eventually on their roof, because he figured he'd be able to hide from the police up on the roof. Of course, they have helicopters. Didn't work out real well for him. But, you know, nonetheless. So that's the level of excitement I'm used to dealing with. And frankly, if you feel safe, on a relative scale, you are safe.
We know that when carjackings go down, when the use of gun goes down, when homicidal robbery go down, neighborhoods feel safer and are safer. So this surge has been important to us for that reason.
And Muriel Bowser, once again, and that is why it is important to give safe streets and good schools. Those are the two elements you need in any urban area, you know.
And I agree, and I want to add as well that Mayor Adams in New York City just yesterday announced that he will deploy 1,000 cops to patrol the Bronx this weekend after a surge of shootings. Apparently, he plans to invite gang members to the Gracie Mansion in a bid to settle their beef. I don't know how that's going to go.
Good luck to him.
But the point is, it's the same thing. Another example of, finally, where was this? But they're seeing what the president's doing. He's built the started the conversation. He's applied the pressure. And they're taking some action. All we want is to see progress.
As Adam said to the gang members, sit down. I can make an offer.
You can't refuse.
621.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. It's Chuck Whitaker.
The one big problem area is in Prince George's County, and it's for the people coming north from the Capitol Beltway, coming up to the Intercounty Connector, which is about 3-4 miles, maybe a little further up from the Capitol Beltway. Only the right lane is getting by, and there's a major backup there, backed up at least 2 miles on the northbound side. So in Prince George's County, you have several options: 29.
Route 1 or the Parkway northbound. Everybody else, including the tunnels and the Beltway and the JFX, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Partly sunny, high today between 78 and 82 degrees. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Attempts for Sunday and Labor Day be in the low 80s. What a beautiful weekend we have. There is no rain in the forecast, and so it'll be beautiful and warm all next week. Pikesville, 57 degrees. Hunt Valley is 58 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's interesting because with all the crime being solved and being addressed, and the numbers are really astounding, the 87% decrease, you still have people in D.C. who are convinced that this is a profitable way to make a living. Like this guy right here.
The judge is literally going to say we're going to put him in a three-day hold. Then once the three-day hold is up, and the one who never shows up, I done been over D.C. jail 6 times for the same warrant. They never show up. D.C. jail has to release me. They release me. It's the same thing every f***ing time. The same thing every time.
This guy has been now arrested 7 times in a row. He has yet to actually come to trial because the arresting officer doesn't show up.
Wow.
Okay? I mean, that's the problem in the system right there. So they put him on a three-day hold. Officer's too busy doing other things like being a cop, so they just don't show up. That's one of the things that changed during the past month, is now they're able to show up. So we'll see what happens to this guy when he actually gets to trial. I mean, he was being interviewed as cuffs behind his back as he's being put into the cop car. And he's saying, listen, we have a three-day hold. I'll be back out here in 3 days doing it again. Because that's what's happened to him for 6 times in a row.
And I think a lot of this really comes down to a simple one aspect of accountability, really. Trump and the taking over D.C. is holding the entire D.C. government, the mayor, the police, more accountable to situations like that and situations like crime enforcement in general. So I really give him a lot of credit. Obviously, I'm a supporter of Trump, but the fact is it is leadership in action, really.
Yeah, as opposed to the 4 years under Joe Biden, or frankly under Obama, where they thought the idea would be to lead from behind, or in the case of Joe Biden, lead from in bed. So it's a different kind of phenomenon. But no, this guy, I mean, part of it is he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, and he sleeps around 4 hours a night. It's amazing. I would imagine over time how much more you get done during a month if you're only sleeping around 4 hours a night. And he looks great, and he's in great health for doing this for his entire life. There are those people who only need that much sleep. And, I mean, I can't do the math in my head, but that's 4 hours a night, 7 times a week. That's 28 hours right there. Times four, you're gaining like 100 hours of useful work time during the course of any month.
And it's also a factor of, I mean, this was something, and it's important to everybody, but obviously the president made it a priority about crime and safety. And then yesterday, I think it was, you have somebody like Jamie Raskin. Well, crime's always been a part of society.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't have to be, at least to the levels that it got. So
crime has always been there. It will always be there.
Of course, but
the question is, how much can you suppress it?
Yes. How much is he going to do? He's defending it.
Yeah.
It's obviously worse than it's ever been. And here's Raskin. Well, it's always been a part of society. Yeah, but
yeah.
It doesn't have to get to the numbers it had.
And Raskin's justification is, well, because it's always been there, we shouldn't be focusing attention on it.
Exactly.
Jamie, that's exactly why you do focus on it. Because if you ignore it, it metastasizes.
And that's the point basically you were just making is Donald Trump came in and actually prioritized crime as an issue when Joe Biden asleep at the wheel, whoever was running the show while he was asleep, basically, they did not give a damn about the crime. Number one issue for Trump, you could say, was crime in the border.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, and actually, it continues to be. The analysis, interesting, was it, I can't remember, one of the members of the Trump administration, first time around, Jacob, and I'm blanking on his last name, I had the soundbite earlier this week, where he said, people want to be safe.
Yeah.
I mean, they just want to be able to walk out their front door, no matter where you are, and be safe. You got up in the horse country, up to where the Angelo's farm was. Yeah, you can walk out your front door, and chances are you don't even bother locking the damn
nobody's
thing.
Nobody's locking their doors, exactly.
Because there's no risk, in essence. I mean, we used to live, when our house was being built 30 years ago, in a little carriage house out in the valley. And they now have, the owners of this property now have a warning system so that if you drive on their driveway, which is about a quarter mile long, then you're alerted both in the carriage house and in the main house and in the barn right away. Somebody's on the property. So, okay, nobody is much going to go there, plus you have a farm manager who's well-armed. But, you know, I mean, seriously, that's the problem. Yeah. For criminals out in the counties, people are well-armed. Yeah. People in the city, can you walk out your front door in Fells Point or Canton or any other neighborhoods and feel comfortable for sure that you can walk out?
And there's a poll that just came out that said in the cities, 81% of the people think crime is a major issue.
Yep. Right now, 630, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. More on that, plus J.B. Prisker's response to what's going on in D.C. It's hilarious. That's next. First, though, time for news and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. A police call to check on a subject leads to the discovery of three people shot dead inside a Catonsville home. On Thursday afternoon around 3:30, Baltimore County police officers responded to the 700 block of Wilton Farm Lane. Three deceased people were located inside that home. Officials say there is no threat to the public, and detectives are not looking for additional suspects. Homicide detectives are investigating and looking for anyone with information. Baltimore County Police responded to York Road at Chesapeake Avenue in Towson overnight to disperse a large crowd and a call for someone allegedly assaulting a police officer. The aviation unit and sheriff's department were also called to the scene, but no further details are available at this time. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Baltimore have intercepted nearly 104 pounds of the hallucinogenic drug DMT in a shipment bound for Harford County. In total, officers confiscated 46 vacuum-sealed bags with an estimated street value of around $80,000. In June, the CBP officers in Baltimore intercepted nearly 700 pounds of the same drug in three shipments from Mexico worth an estimated $550,000. No information on suspects or arrests. The investigations are continuing. Salvage operations are over after the U.S. Coast Guard recovered the massive steel hatch cover blown off the merchant vessel W. Sapphire during an explosion earlier this month. With the recovery complete, the Fort McHenry Federal Channel is fully reopened to all ship traffic in and out of the Port of Baltimore. The hatch was located within a 500-yard safety zone that had temporarily restricted access. Well, coming up next, it's a check of traffic plus the exclusive Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife, Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The law offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 323, and the pick 4, 8626. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The Beltway locally looks good. No issues right now along 695. We're looking live at both the Harbor Tunnels southbound. Good travel there, both on 95 south and 895 with all the lanes open. The big problem has been coming out of Prince George's County northbound on I-95 at the Intercounty Connector coming up from Powder Mill Road. There's a big delay there. Last report still says only the right lane is getting by. If you want to get away from that 29, Route 1 or the BW Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cool start to your Friday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a few more clouds hanging around and temperatures into the lower 80s. Still below average for this time of year. Cooler on Saturday and then we warm back up into early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist.
Disappointing end to a disappointing homestand for the Orioles yesterday on a beautiful afternoon at Camden Yards that saw the Red Sox take another 3-2 win over Baltimore. Orioles had a chance in the ninth with the tying run at second, nobody out.
Then a fastball grounded to short. They got a chance at third. Throw is there. Taggy's out.
Full base runner.
That is unforgivable there for Carlson. The Red Sox will take it and an enormous first out.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Little leaguers know not to run on a ground ball in front of you. But Dylan Carlson forgot. And that was the final nail in the coffin for Baltimore yesterday. After the game, a glum Gunnar Henderson putting his best face forward.
I mean, we've faced a lot of the top opponents the past month, and we've done really well against them. So just on a little weird stretch right now. So, yeah, we're going to win some games.
So hopefully they can do it tonight. They start a six-game road trip in San Francisco against the Giants. Elsewhere in baseball, how about this? Kyle Schwarber making some kind of history last night in Philadelphia.
1-2. Oh,
that one's drilled deep to right field. He has done it! Four home runs in a game! A three-run home run!
Tom McCarthy had the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Kyle freaking Schwarber, my God. The 21st four-homer game in MLB history. The fourth Philly to do it and the third player to do it this year. MVP, MVP. Phillies literally blast the Braves last night. 19-4. Wow. After 5 weeks of summer camp, three preseason games and a roster cut down from 90 to 53, the Ravens take 4 days off to recuperate and get ready for week one in the Buffalo Bills. Head coach John Harbaugh on what he's seeing from these Ravens.
When I take a step back and I watch practice, I know that we're a very good football team. So it's our job to go out there and play very well, you know, and coach very well. And that's what we plan to do.
Starts Monday on Labor Day. Meanwhile, a major trade in the NFL yesterday. Cowboys sending Micah Parsons to the Packers, ending the all-pro linebacker saga in Big D. In exchange, the Cowboys received three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Kenny Clark and two first-round draft picks in 26 and 27. Parsons then agreeing to a four-year, $188 million contract with the Packers, the highest-paid non-quarterback now in NFL history. College football last night, Michael Vick's head coaching debut spoiled by the Towson Tigers and quarterback Andrew Indorf. Looks like he's 12 years old. A true freshman completing 14 for 26, 187 yards. Three touchdowns, including two long ones in the fourth, putting the game away. The Tigers win it 27-7. U.S. Open, third-seeded Coco Gauff, despite eight more double faults, grinds out a straight-set win over Donna Vekic at Arthur Ashe Stadium. And on the men's side, number two seed Carlos Alcaraz wins easily to reach the third round. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's the dog days of summer.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Okay, so you guys are going to enjoy this. Right. This went viral the other day. It was Wednesday night, actually, Red Sox in town against the Orioles. It was a special night at Camden Yards. It was Bark at Oriole Park night on Wednesday night.
Bark at
fans,
the park.
Right, yeah. Bark at the park. Fans obviously bringing their dogs. So when you bring a dog to the have you ever brought a dog to the stadium?
No.
Nino ever brought? Okay.
Nah.
I don't have a dog, but I probably wouldn't do it. But anyway, regardless of that, okay. When you bring your dog to the stadium, okay, well, when you go to the stadium, right, you got to eat. Right.
Sure.
Well, dogs got to eat.
Right.
Okay. So there, so the Masson video crew picked up a fan, a young lady in a hat, an Oriole hat, eating a hot dog, and the dog is right there, smelling the hot dog, wants the hot dog. She does not give one bite to that dog. Here's the audio.
This dog is eyeing the hot dog. The dog wants the dog. Just, come on, just give me one bite. Just one bite. Come on. I'll share it with you.
I mean, it's got a pickle relish bandana. What do you expect?
Don't tease him like that. Just give him a bite.
That's great.
The dog's tongue was wagging. No dog.
No hot dog for the dog.
Well, there's something else you do. I mean, one is I'd be hesitant because there's something else that humans do that dogs have to do as well, and yes. That is after you eat, eventually.
Where's the dog you eat? Is there a dog park in the stadium where you're taking the dog for a walk?
That's a good question, actually. Yes.
You know what?
If you're going to invite... That's a good point. If you're going to invite the dogs to the park, you got to have a facility for them. Somehow. Absolutely.
So, I mean, did they prep for that, or did they figure that they go stand in line in the men's room?
That's a great question.
Not work out very well.
The first thing that came to my mind. Yes. After the dog was getting ready to eat the dog.
Yes. You know what? I got to dig into that one a little more, I believe.
That's something to chew on.
Sure.
By the way, the story about Tyson, I mean, I'm glad the Tyson Tigers won.
Yes.
Now, I didn't really, I mean, against Mike, I didn't really have a dog in that fight.
Okay. But, Oh, no. Wait, you know what? Is that too soon? No. I don't think so. No.
All right. Back at the top of the hour.
Wow.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM 640. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I promise you this, Nino. J.B. Pritzker, who is the governor of Illinois, a slim, good-looking guy. who we swallowed last week. J.B. Pritzker said that basically he's going to fight Donald Trump every step of the way. Apparently, the Democrats have put themselves in a position for saying, no matter how good he is at fighting crime, we're going to stand against him. How do you guys get yourself on the 10% side of a 90% 10% issue, and you dig in? Well, here's JB.
This is about the President of the United States and his complicit lackey, Stephen Miller, searching for ways to lay the groundwork to circumvent our democracy, militarize our cities, and end elections.
Oh, really?
Elections.
Really?
What the hell does he come up with that?
Is there a boy crying wolf somewhere around here? One would think. I mean, it is amazing to see how far the left is going to go to try to find something that works. And that's it. They're desperate. They have no policies that they can purport. And again, I've been saying all week, it's easy. You see this works in D.C. You do a variation of it. You call it your own. You name it your own. And you say, ours works better than his. But we're actually the leaders in fighting crime. Why didn't they do it? I mean, it's common sense, Nino.
He takes it so far out of the actual realm of what the topic is being discussed. He talks about this election, end election.
Militarize the United States.
Six murders and 20 people shot over the weekend in Chicago. Yeah. And he acts, he just brushes that aside. Like it's nothing, and tries to spin the discussion on Trump, take over the country, take over elections, third world dictator conversation. Six murders, 20 shot. And this is the Chicago that apparently is this massive improvement,
right,
by the way.
Yeah.
They keep bragging about how well things are going in Chicago.
Eight murders for the weekend before?
Yes.
I mean, this is hardly something to brag about. This is like, well, only seven people were beaten to death, and they were beaten to death with baseball bats instead of clubs.
Yeah.
So that's a lot better. I mean, there's no brains operating there that make any sense to me whatsoever. And Pritzker, if he's talking to the base, that's the problem. If that's what the Democrat base wants to hear, no, you guys aren't going to win an election in a long time. Because that's Looney Tunes stuff.
81% of people living in cities like Chicago say that crime is a major issue. You have six murders. You have the 20 people shot. Trump's trying to help. He's offering resources with the National Guard, telling you to do something similar. And then you turn it into a discussion about, he's trying to stop elections. Unbelievable.
Yes. No, simply, we're doing it better. I mean, Gavin Newsom has the right political idea. You use your own resources. You use the Illinois National Guard. You deploy them and say, we're going to do it in our state. We don't need Donald Trump to tell us how to fix our problems. We can fix our own problems. We're deploying the Illinois National Guard. He has the ability to do that with the cooperation of the Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson. And they go ahead and address the problem there and say, we've fixed it. And you give it a clever name. You know, I mean, you have a contest on the radio. What name should we give this? It's 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather under the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuckles.
If you're leaving for the beach early today, everything is fine. Down through the Annapolis area, Seven River Bridge over towards Whitehall Road, and on to the main span at the Bay Bridge. Right now, we're 2 east, 3 west. All the lanes are open. I-97 at the north end around Route 32. The lanes are still clear. The big problem has been, for an hour or so now, this wreck on I-95 northbound at the Intercounty Connector in Prince George's County. That's still a big delay there for the traffic coming north from the Capitol Beltway. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Damn cough is killing me.
I'm always ready with that little musical interlude. That's I'm
it's
good
very nice. Yeah, thanks, but you should not pay the band because they really suck. In the meantime,
I gave the kazoo to Nino. He won't use it.
Is that the kazoo?
Yes, he has
no
the kazoo.
Kidding. I thought it was your lips.
Oh.
Fine. In the meantime, both the tunnels are running with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic, kazoos, and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Partly sunny today. A high should be between 78 and 82. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Temps for Sunday and Labor Day, great. Temps will be in the low 80s. No rain in the forecast. It's going to warm up a little bit next week, so we're not quite done with summer yet. Right now, you have 59 in Middle River. Bel Air also has 59 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bruce, I was going to say I'm going to touch on some of these topics. I'm doing a podcast now that airs on Sunday nights on WCBM, right. So some of these stories I'm going to be discussing on the podcast as well. But just real quick before we get off Chicago topic, listen to these stats. We all hear about how crime is an issue in the cities, but in the last year or two, just listen, we're going into a holiday weekend. This would be laughable if it wasn't so deadly when you hear that kind of nonsense from the governor. 2024, Chicago Memorial Day, 7 dead, 27 wounded. 2025, violence. These are all newspaper headlines. Chicago still mourns 3 homicides, 24 shot. Here's another headline. 5-year-old girl shot among 9. Here's over 50. This is 2025 and July 4th. Over 50 shot July 4th within. 6 killed. 2024, 5 dead, 26 wounded. Yeah. These are just a standard holiday weekend
Who needs
throughout
help?
The year
Who needs
in
help?
The city of Chicago.
Time for us right now to head out to the Chuck Wagon, a public service for the food and beverage industry in the name of one. Nothing.
We need more idiot control.
You got that right. My man.
Yes.
My man, Senator Kennedy.
All right. Sonic has their latest fall release. This is so exciting for all of us because we love pumpkin spice here in studio.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing we won't do for pumpkin spice. Well, actually, there's a whole list of things we won't do. Sonic has now released a little Sonic Caramel Toffee Cold Brew with croissant bites, a sweet and savory, salty fall pairing that gives you a little bit in both offerings of that pumpkin spice we all crave. Taco Bell, they have a decades Y2K menu that they're bringing out. It lands this fall. They have 5 fan favorite throwbacks on the menu. Now, do you eat a lot at Taco Bell, Chuck?
On occasion.
Okay. Well, you get the barter, you know.
Up down by the border, I do that, yeah.
That's right. So, among the fan favorites they're bringing back, from 1990, they're bringing back the chili cheese burrito. $2.99.
Okay.
The from 1993, the 7-layer burrito. $2.99. Mm-hmm. From 1995, the double-decker taco. Why was it double-decker taco? Right? I mean, it's the same problem with the buses. There's no driver on top. It makes me a little nervous. The 2012 Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos. $2.49. Mm-hmm. And this is so special for all of us because I don't exactly know what an empanada is. It's a caramel apple empanada. $2.99.
I thought that was a car Chevrolet used to make.
I think so, yeah. It's really nice. You know, nice back seat. You know, you got a bench seat in the front. Good for snuggling with your date.
Chevy empanada.
Yeah,
I
think so, too. And finally, it turns out that this week's research says eggs are good for you. as opposed to last week's research that said eggs are bad for you.
You know how long they've been saying that? They've been saying that since 1960. They're bad. They're good. They're bad. They're good.
This is a new study.
No butter.
Yeah. No, eat butter instead of margarine. No, margarine is better for you. Yeah. No, eat butter because, oh, fine. Okay, got it. I'm not
going to salt.
I'm eating nothing. That's it. Nothing. I mean nothing at all.
Eat a cardboard box and shut up.
The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition is out with an article, and they say that eating 2 eggs a day can help lower your LDL cholesterol. Wow. It's nice to know.
Yeah.
So by extension, I would imagine eating 20 a day would lower the probability of anybody being near you except for outside.
Say, pardon me.
And that is Chuck's Food News. Talk Radio 680.
The damn shame, Nino.
You need to say, I came in for this.
Really? No, he knows. He knows what he's
actually
what he
just
to
seeing
do.
A headline on Instagram. Eating meat not linked to higher risk of death and may even protect against cancer. So there you go.
There you go.
Well, I thought yesterday eating meat was causing
bad.
Heart attacks and high cholesterol.
I was just eating fish all the time. Yes.
Eating meat while driving may indicate a higher risk of death.
Yeah, no, actually eating spaghetti with your hands while driving. That's the real problem.
Oh, that's even better. I like that.
It's 6:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:51 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the day off. He is back this coming Tuesday. And I'll be taking the week off to mourn not having been able to snag Tay-Tay for myself. Such a crisis for me. Yeah. Actually, there are people who have taken this thing real seriously. The whole, you know, Kelsey and Tay-Tay thing, it is for them the center of their existence. And some are really happy, and some are really sad. We'll cover some of the range of this nonsense next hour here. You've got to hear some of this idiocy. I mean, it's truly amazing. You think, there aren't really people like that, and these are real people. I mean, you go online, these people being interviewed on the street as to how they feel about it, and some act as if it's their younger sister who's getting married, and some act as if, well... We'll get to the real crazies next hour. You got to keep it right here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Rachel Bade writes for Politico, which is a left-leaning kind of news source, but she has this one right on the problem, one of the problems the Democrats seem to have.
When you think about voters and how they feel right now, Trump is really leaning in and sort of latching on to those fears. He wants to be the one to tell voters, I'm tough on crime. What are you going to do? And what Democrats are doing right now is saying, oh, you don't have the authority and crime is down.
Yeah, that doesn't resonate. I mean, when you say crime is down, first of all, most of us don't believe the numbers because we've seen too often that these numbers are phonied up. And, you know, I joked earlier this week, it's kind of a tasteless joke, but apt, that the crime numbers in many urban areas, it's like they have sodomy reduced to following too close. I mean, they're jimmied up. You have an assault where somebody gets the crap beat out of them. Well, that was simply a disagreement on the street. I mean, there is a deliberate effort to minimize in these reports what the crime rate actually is. So we don't believe the numbers.
And there was an ABC reporter that when told...
in the interview, your crime is down. Crime is down. She goes, yeah, numbers you can say, but we've had two employees here get robbed. One, there was a shooting right outside the station. I had my car jacked. So, you know, what are you going to tell me? Not to believe my eyes and my experience?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for your car. 653, traffic and weather on the threes.
Chuck. Nice. Where's it? At a chop shop? It's someplace?
It's a much nicer car than I have.
It really it's very nice. No doors, no windows now, but that's all right.
I mean, I have a 2014 vehicle with 160,000 miles on it, and I think Nino, I think he's driving a Bentley now. I think. Is that right, Nino? I think that
Chuck might be.
Chuck might be.
Oh, that's nice.
One of a stable of cars. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Nino. I'm not even going to say it.
Chuck Clyde's a man. He's a Corvette guy. Is that what you have? Chuck, a Corvette, right?
Yeah. He's got the Corvette station wagon.
Yeah. Corvette station wagon. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You can actually get two people in the hatch.
Yes.
If you can get two golf bags back there, you can get two people in the hatch. Northbound 95, slowing, coming up from the Capitol Beltway. The wreck has been here more than an hour now. Northbound, Intercounty Connector, only the right lane was getting by. Big backup still there. Looked over on the parkway. All this traffic going away from this now is backed up on the parkway northbound as well from the ramps at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Partly sunny today, a high around 78 to 82 degrees. Beautiful weekend ahead. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s for Sunday and Labor Day. Temps in the low 80s. Warm next week. And so far, at least earlier in the week, no rain is in the forecast. Reisterstown, 57 degrees. Downtown Baltimore at 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I met Mary Catherine Hamm a very, very long time ago. I think we had one lunch together, and I clearly wasn't her type. It was a business lunch. I'm kidding. She later, after we met, she got married, had a personal tragedy in her life. She bounced back from that, and it's a rather severe tragedy. She'll talk about it. But she was on Fox yesterday after the Democrats decided that the thing to do was to start minimizing the importance or effectiveness of prayer following Minnesota. And here's how she began.
It is right and good and I think necessary to pray in these times. It is sad to hear public figures very quickly turn to saying that prayer is nonsense or unnecessary or weak. And I think if I were to give them the good faith interpretation that they're unwilling to give their friends on the right, I would say that this is a call to action, right? They're frustrated that there's not action that goes with prayer.
Yeah, which, of course, is not exactly the way the prayer typically works. She said that what you see instead is the left deciding to attack prayer, to attack people of faith, even saying, well, if there really was a God that cared, he wouldn't let this happen in one of his own churches.
Your response does not need to be to denigrate prayer. And it becomes actually perverse when the people in the pews were likely attacked for practicing their religion, for practicing this tenet of faith. And you say that because that didn't protect them, or because that doesn't solve the problem, that people should not pray and that you denigrate that practice.
Yeah, it's not necessary to do that. You can simply say, I take a different approach. I'm not trying to delegitimize what somebody else believes is useful at a moment of crisis. I'm not going to tell the grieving parents of that 8-year-old or the 10-year-old, little Fletcher is one of the two of them, that you know somehow what you're doing is inappropriate, it's cheap, it's tawdry, you have to do other things. I'm not going to be that person. I mean, the Democrats, the liberals can make that decision. They don't, but they do have the capability of making that decision. Now, as to Mary Catherine's history, this truly is something that I've known other people who have gone through something similar, never quite this traumatic. She got married, seemed a nice guy, she was extraordinarily happy, got pregnant, and then disaster.
I have lived a life that has had its portion very different of sort of unthinkable tragedy. And prayer did not solve the fact that my husband died while I was 7 months pregnant, but it did not prevent that. But it got me through every single day after that. Mm-hmm. And it helped me to raise my children. And I just think that taking the message to the public that is somehow an insult to people who were killed while practicing their faith is so gross.
Yeah, it is. And that's just the best way to describe it. And obviously now, you know, the difficulty she went through. Imagine being 7 months pregnant and have the husband that you love deeply die. All of a sudden, you know, in 2 months, you're going to have a baby by yourself. And your husband, who you've leaned on, depended on, and spent every hour possible with, is no longer there. Poof, like that.
That's, I had no idea that's tragic. Yeah. And in this in general, Bruce, tens of millions of people of faith in this country. And you have people like Jen Psaki. Gavin Newsom got on in on the act with a slimy comment. I mean, it's heartless, it's soulless, it's obviously godless. And you can make all the anti-gun arguments you want. You can talk about the trans stuff all you want. But why would you make these points about mocking people of faith, especially the same day that they are in mourning? And I saw this incredible video of a 10-year-old that was in the church, and he shared this story, an amazing point he made about his other 10-year-old friend shielding him.
Yes.
Heroic. And the news reporters, what a brave, unbelievable. Asked him, what do you say for all those in the hospital? You know what the 10-year-old says? I'm praying for them. So you're mocking all of these people, including that 10-year-old. And J.D. Vance had a great comment on this, too. I don't know if we're going up to the break, but J.D. Vance basically said in a tweet, it's shocking to me that so many left-wing politicians attack the idea of prayer in response to a tragedy. He says, literally, no one thinks prayer is a substitute for action. We pray because our hearts are broken and we believe that God is listening. What's wrong with thinking, you know what, there might be a higher power, and we need him now more than ever? It's not that
well, you put your finger on it,
perfect.
There are many on the left who do not believe that.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And they want to delegitimize religion and prayer in the public square. More on that coming up. Right now it's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A heart-wrenching plea from a grieving father. 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel was one of two children killed in Wednesday's Minneapolis school shooting. His dad is asking that his son be remembered for the person he was and not the act that ended his life. Along with Fletcher, 10-year-old Harper Moiske was killed by the gunman who fired 116 rounds into a chapel where the victims were attending mass, marking the start of the school year at Annunciation Catholic School. Israel says the bodies of two hostages have been returned as its military launches a Gaza City offensive. A close advisor to RFK Jr. is the acting CDC chief after the agency director was let go.
Jim O'Neill, a top deputy to Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., will serve as acting director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The previous director, Susan Meneses, was pushed out by President Trump because she wasn't aligned with the president's mission.
So the president fired her, which he has every right to do.
Meneses, who had been serving as CDC director for only 4 weeks, is fighting to keep her job. Four other agency leaders resigned this week in protest. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Has it been 20 years? Yes, it has. 20 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina roared ashore along the Gulf Coast, causing mass casualties and mass destruction. New Orleans among communities commemorating the catastrophe. World leaders will be hearing from President Trump next month.
The president will travel to New York City on September 22nd to address the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, September 23rd.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. On Wall Street, futures in the red so far this morning. Dow futures are down 150 points. The Nasdaq futures off 131. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experienced scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Rovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03, and with traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's an accident near the airport, so keep an eye out for that. It's on 170 on Camp Meade Road. We'll be right off the ramp at I-195, so kind of in the area where you take a rental car back and go down through that area. So just an eye out for that. I'm not sure if it's right on 170 or at the end of the ramp. Northbound 95 is still the problem for the traffic coming up from Prince George's County. Big wreck at the Intercounty Connector. Big delays coming north from the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cool start to your Friday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a few more clouds hanging around and temperatures into the lower 80s. Still below average for this time of year. Cooler on Saturday, and then we warm back up into early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Congresswoman April McLean Delaney spoke with FEMA leadership on Thursday to discuss the denial of federal recovery funds after the devastating flooding in western Maryland. The 6th District Representative carried the stories of what she saw in the region. Families that are still out of their homes because of flooding, small businesses that are struggling, and a library overrun with mud. McLean Delaney says when neighbors step up for one another, the federal government, no matter the party, must be there too. She says she will not stop fighting until the communities get the support they deserve. Baltimore County homicide detectives are investigating a deadly triple shooting in Catonsville. Officers from the Wilkins precinct responded to the 700 block of Wilton Farm Drive at around 3:30 Thursday afternoon and found three people dead inside the home. At this time, detectives are not looking for any additional suspects. They say there's no ongoing threat to the public. The investigation remains active. Coming right up, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. Horace Greeley, of course, credited with the phrase, "Go West, young man," and that's exactly what the Orioles are doing tonight as they take on the Giants in San Francisco, trying to forget about the debacle they just experienced at Camden Yards.
Swings and drives that one, sucks that one deep to left, Carlson back, and that ball is out of here. Home run, Trevor Story. Red Sox are making that a habit here in Baltimore, getting on the board right away with a blast.
Three straight games of first-inning home runs for the Red Sox. Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network, and the Red Sox complete a four-game sweep of the Birds yesterday. 3-2 was the final. Ravens headquarters and Owings Mills still buzzing over the fact that three undrafted free agents made the Ravens' 53-man roster. And this is a good team. Head coach John Harbaugh says you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out.
When it comes right down to it, it's what you do on the field. It doesn't really matter where you played or how you got here.
Once you're here and you walk out there in that grass, it's about how you play. And the best players are the players who play the best.
Really? Team USA Ryder Cup captain Keegan Bradley announced his team yesterday, and despite having plenty of arguments for self-inclusion, left his name off the list. The six captain spots went to Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Sam Burns, Cameron Young, and Ben Griffin. And finally, Barstool Sports chiming in on a burning question much debated across our beautiful country, and that is, who is the worst team in all of sports? The most futile. Some have said the Pittsburgh Pirates, who haven't made the playoffs in 10 years and only three times in the last 33, or it could be the Cleveland Browns, with no explanation needed. But no, neither of those made it. According to Barstool Sports, the worst franchise in U.S. sports is none other than the Washington Wizards, who've won 33 of a possible 164 games over the last 2 years and haven't won an NBA championship in 46 years. Coming up in 30 minutes, a local baseball star running for office in Texas. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
One of the best of the doobies, man. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. This is hour number two. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has a day off, back on Tuesday of this coming week. I'm Bruce Elliott. Nina Mangione is here in studio, as well as Julie Ryder with news. Of course, we're ably led once again by our executive producer, the suntan, Kristen Hecker. I mean, the suntan looks great, man. It really does. She came back all smiles, like, and then she'll wake up sooner or later and say, why am I here? Why am I not on a beach? That's been my response.
Krista told me the other day when she had off, it was she was taking a staycation, a.k.a. not having to get up at 4:30 was her vacation.
Yeah. The problem is, for once you get used to this shift, it's impossible to sleep in. Sleeping in becomes 6:30. You know, I really slept in to 6:47 this morning. Wow, big deal. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, let's deal a little bit, if we could, with Minneapolis. And now that we're past the initial shock of the moment, to deal with some of the nonsense that is already cropping up. We're, 48 hours out from this, I think? Is it just 48 hours ago it happened, roughly? One of the big concerns for the swamp media folks has been whether to characterize the shooter as a he or as a she. Personally, I don't give a damn. He was born a boy. He's probably a boy in my mind, probably now and forever. But you know what? This, for the swampers, this occupied an awful lot of their headspace.
Federal law enforcement identifying the shooter as Robin Westman, formerly known as Robert, but filed for a name change in 2019 to use female pronouns.
Identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that.
She identifies as a female. It's now Robin Westman.
Robin Westman, 23 years old.
It's not she. You can change your name, you can pretend, but in the end, it is not she. We have two choices, male or female. It's chromosomally decided. You don't have an option on it. It's not a check one in column A and check one in column B kind of thing. It is how you were born. Now, you may identify as something else, but it is, in the end, your genetic disposition that's going to determine whether you're a boy or a girl. And to not deal with this particular kind of gender dysphoria on a consistent basis, I would suggest, is one of the things that's contributing to this kind of general sickness in the society.
You see, obviously, some real clues here as to what a motive could be, but they're not saying formally what it is yet.
We don't have a motive at this time.
It's unclear what the motive was.
Again, there's just nothing specific in the evidence that's been recovered.
There's no information, nothing specific to identify a specific motive.
Really? He had killed Donald Trump written on the magazines. Does that not give you guys a clue as to where to look? I mean, this is what happens. They won't attribute a motive when there's... Look, it's pretty obvious right there. This individual had problems with the political right. He had problems with the church that he went to and the high school he went to. And this, if you can't figure out a motive somewhere in there, you're just not doing your job.
Very simple. All the evidence is there. He was anti-Semitic, anti-Christian, anti-Trump, transgender. And that's where the real discussion is whether or not when you're giving young people, it was a young guy, and I'm sure, I think it's 17 years old when this trans conversation started.
Mommy said fine.
Yep, I mean, you have confused young people, 17, changing their bodies in a way they can't undo. We discussed this briefly yesterday. I mean, giving them these transgender drugs, and the pattern is undeniable. You talked about it with the church shooter here. You had the Nashville Christian shooter identified as transgender, Colorado Springs identified as non-binary. You had the Iowa high school shooter, transgender, Aberdeen in 2008, transgender. This is a deeper crisis. These, and they're confused, and instead of giving them back clarity, you have these woke adults and these medical, you know, woke people in the medical establishment actually encouraging more of this, and it is a situation where they are, I mean, struggling to have, I guess, meaning, this confusion, and they're pushing these surgeries, life-altering operations. I mean, we could go into detail about the actual physical change that it causes, but at the end of the day, that's what this is, and it's all right there for us to see it.
And that is not to indicate, folks, again, that every person who is trans
sure,
is a risk to the culture.
And,
but
yeah.
There is something in the medications or something in the transition that is difficult for some individuals. Right now it's 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels are still running free and clear right now. No problems at all. 95 and 895 southbound. No construction. I hope they're not going to be working today. Right now they're not there. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. Beltway is a little bit slow on the outer loop at Harford Road. Our big delay is still there, the cleaning up the wreck. Northbound 95 in Prince George's County. Intercounty connector. Delays go back to the Capitol Beltway almost. And in the meantime, the BW Parkway is taking some of the overflow northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Partly sunny, high today around 78 to 82 degrees. For tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s. Temps for Sunday and Labor Day will be in the low 80s. Warmer next week, so far at least. No indication of rain in the forecast whatsoever. Middle River, 59 degrees. Bel Air, 59 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time right now for our mega, mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Interesting piece from Robert Orlando in Town Hall, and they came across that the verbal abuse, quote, became the left's latest tool to silence those with whom they happen to disagree. And it's coming up now in this conversation about the shooter in Minneapolis as well. That if you actually, and look, there are those on the radio, I realize this, who are going to do their best to make this in any conversation into a anti-trans kind of rant, just as there are, you know, anti-gay rants. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in whether or not there is a correlation that we can find, whether or not there is a causation we can find between those individuals who identify as gender fluid or trans or have the medication given to them. Is there something there that is triggering some individuals? Is there a side effect that we're not aware of? Because to me, that's the responsible thing to do, to look at this in as scientific a way as possible. And that's simple. You get a cross-reference. You get the tabs. What medications was this guy on or this girl on? What kind of regimen did they have? What did they do? I mean, what are the correlations here? And then narrow down how those correlations can be addressed so that if somebody truly is very unhappy with the body they happen to be in, they can change their perception of who they are safely for themselves and for everybody else. That's not an unfair kind of approach to take. So, though, if you talk about this now, then it's verbal abuse. If you bring the topic up, and we had a guy call yesterday about this, it's verbal abuse. What if some kid gets bullied in school and he decides to kill people? Whose fault is it? Well, it's the kid who shoots people whose fault it is. It's the parents for not being attentive. You cannot blame anybody else for your actions except yourself. And if you begin to point that out, in this culture, there are those who are going to say, that's verbal abuse. You can't say that. That's unfair to say. That's hurtful to say. Thus, you get ghosted. You get shut out of society as a whole. And, folks, we got to walk away from that. Got to take a stand and say, no, we simply want to tell the truth. We want to understand the facts and make our conclusions from that. And that is your mega, mega movement update.
And we are just getting started.
Seven seventeen, 7:18 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCB on a Friday morning. This is what I mean by this. This is, again, the swamp media. Yesterday, in the last 24 hours, this is how we're now being told we're allowed to talk about what happened in Minneapolis.
They'll be continuing to talk to people to see if there was a flag, if something may have popped up that they can look into.
There's no clear motive, and that's what we want to know.
I don't believe that how the shooter identifies currently in this investigation right now is of significant importance.
How would you say that? I mean, what research have you done to make that assertion? I mean, how would we know one way or the other? I mean, to me, that's what's puzzling. To have somebody authority say, no, that's not a consideration. That basically means if you ask that question, you're out of bounds.
Did he just say how he identifies as if that's relevant?
Yeah. How he identifies, that's not something we can even discuss. Oh. Well, how would you know? I mean, how would you know if that's something that it was a consideration or not? Have you interviewed him? No, he's dead. Have you interviewed his parents? No, the mom is not cooperating. So under what set of assumptions are you making this decision that his being trans has no impact on what happened? I have no idea if it did or didn't.
No, I have no idea either, but there is there has been, with what we've seen, a militant wing, so to speak, of some of this radical trans movement that is really being pushed also, not necessarily, I'm not trying to, well, I guess there's a little bit of a correlation between when you have political opposition, instead of saying, okay, I don't know, taxes are too high or too low, instead of saying, you know, housing affordability, like real discussions,
right.
You label your political opposition like Trump a white supremacist, a Nazi.
You hate poor people.
You hate poor people. And then you're fueling anger amongst, in this case, a trans individual who is already struggling with an identity crisis. Let's call it what it is. And then they're being pushed even further to harm themselves. Like I said about these surgeries, potential. I don't know if this guy had some type or had the actual surgeries. But the point is, some people are already struggling mentally. And then you're pushing it further by labeling people that he is now against because he just happens to be, but labeling them Nazi, labeling white supremacists, the worst of the worst, and you're just fueling a hatred that ultimately, and with the mental health issues Scott Jennings has talked about and many others, you know, you never know.
7:21 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Taking a look at the characterizations just in the first 48 hours, the swamp media has been making, this is classic, of course, that we're not allowed to jump to conclusions. No one's, at least no one that I'm knowing, is jumping to a conclusion. We're asking questions. So what they're really saying is you're not allowed to ask questions. You have to simply accept what we say as gospel and don't challenge us.
This is not the time to jump to conclusions about the shooter, right? What his ideological views might have been, what his own personal situation was.
I don't know why this has been a trend lately when it comes to shooters, but immediately you'll see a bunch of accounts online argue that it's a trans problem, that the shooter was trans.
Yeah, well, the shooter was trans, and it does seem to be a problem that there have been a number of mass shootings that have been carried out by individuals who are trans. Is there a commonality there is the question we're asking. But if we're not even allowed to ask that question, then you can count how many months it's going to be before the next one. That's all. If you're comfortable with that position, then that's the position you take. And then this final cut. This is classic. Yes, he's a tranny, but never mind.
This individual, as far as we know, did identify as transgender. However, as we look at the spectrum of mass casualty events in our nation's history, there have been a range of motivations and a range of profiles that have been associated with mass casualty events.
Yes, there was also child sacrifice in some cultures, so we can't consider that. I mean, look, I'm sorry. All we're doing is asking questions. All we're doing is asking questions. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker joins us now. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck, by the way, yes. It turns out that there was a Corvette station wagon.
I know that. I saw that.
Yeah, yes. In 1971, mm-hmm. roughly. Harry Bradley, who was a designer at GM, developed the. I think they called it the C3, if I recall correctly. It's actually kind of a cool looking car.
Yeah. Imagine if you had one right now, what that would be worth.
Yeah, well, every once in a while they come up for sale, and they're worth, they're worth probably about seven houses that we'd own.
I would think.
Yes.
I would think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you're in Pikesville right now, fire department just pulled up an alarm in a building, Reisterstown Road, 7 Mile Lane. So keep an eye out. Doesn't appear to be anything to it, but they're in there checking. They had some smoke in the back of a building at that location, so they're queuing up in that area. Northbound 95, gridlock, still there, Prince George's County, the wreck an hour and a half ago. Northbound, coming up to the inter-county connector, it's all in Prince George's County. It's affecting the ride north of the Capitol Beltway. A lot of the overflow traffic is being delayed as well for the traffic on the BW Parkway. Minor accident that was near the airport has cleared now from Route 170 right there at the ramp at I-195. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
This is classic. I brought a picture up of the Corvette station wagon from back in the early 70s. And I said to Julie, I said, this is a cool looking car. And she comes around, she looks on my computer screen, looks at me and says, no.
I thought you were making that up.
That's no.
Corvette had a station wagon?
It was a concept car. It never went into production. There was a limited run. So, yeah, you could find one. There were probably half a dozen made totally. But if you could find one and afford it, that means you have a lot more money than the rest of us all combined.
I'm looking at it now, and it's not that cool looking, Bruce. It's not.
All right. Sorry. I was going to give you each one, but it's okay. Sunny. Partly sunny. High 78 to 82. That's a cool looking car. High in the upper 70s for tomorrow. Sunday, Labor Day, great. Temps lower 80s. No rain in the forecast whatsoever. It's going to be warm, but so far as we know, it's going to be pretty dry during the course of next week. Ellicott City right now, 57 degrees. Aberdeen has 57. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 7:26 right now. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. It is fascinating to see the changes that people are willing to go through on this particular story. They're gladly going to contradict themselves. They're going to say stupid things. For example, Jen Psaki, the former spokesdoodle, the initial spokesdoodle for Joe Biden. She was able to circle around and get this out.
Yet again, like clockwork, half of the politicians in our country have little more to offer than thoughts and prayers. That is all they are offering. Join all of us in praying for the victims was Vice President J.D. Vance's response today. That's what he said. That's it. Please join me in praying for everyone involved, Trump wrote. We have seen this play out over and over again. There is a shooting, then come the thoughts and prayers, and then comes the attempt to shift the focus. This is what always happens.
That's Jen Psaki. But she wasn't done.
You're going to start seeing narratives. You're already seeing them. They're already out there about how the shooter was trans. You're going to see narratives about how the shooter appeared to be anti-Trump and anti-Semitic. There are trans people all over the world. There are anti-Semitic people, unfortunately, all over the world.
Yeah, but we're talking about this individual, Jen. We're talking about this particular individual. Yes, there are trans people all over the world. Yes, there are anti-Semites all over the world. But they didn't actually take a gun and kill a couple of kids.
So, and to her logic, let's just talk about guns and not why the individual used a gun to kill 8 and 10-year-old kids. What made him get to that point, and it doesn't have anything to do with, she tried to brush off anti-Trump, anti-Semitic, anti-Christian, and his trans.
What are the motivations?
Yes.
I mean, we can't talk about that now? Apparently not, because Jen Psaki says we can't. Carolyn Leavitt says, oh, give me a break.
I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki, and frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive and disrespectful to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer, who believe that prayer works, and who believe that in a time of mourning like this, when beautiful young children were killed while praying in a church, it's utterly disrespectful to deride the power of prayer in this country.
Yeah. If you say, well, all he gave was thoughts and prayers, I would guess that what you really want is, well, you must have legislation then. I mean, in order for this to be legitimate, you can't simply offer, I would say only, offering somebody your prayers is a pretty significant step to make. If you're genuinely praying for somebody, not somebody giving it lip service, that's not an only kind of thing. That's an all-encompassing kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a nation that was built on Judeo-Christian values, obviously. So God has been a part and faith of this nation since our history. And she tries to diminish the fact, that, number one. And two, though, Jen Psaki, guns in Congress are discussed every year.
Yeah.
Democrats and Republicans, both sides, ultimately come up with what they come up. And both sides, and I'm not trying to get into the whole debate with guns right now, but the point is, and I'm pro-Second Amendment, but it is always discussed, and it is always debated and argued during the congressional sessions, and this is what our elected officials decide when it comes to gun policy. So the fact is, take it or leave it, Jen, but the idea of just mocking prayer is just disgusting.
Yeah,
on the day
that the children are dead, before they're buried, you have people on the left taking that particular stance. Well, all you have is thoughts and prayers. So what? That to me is a lot.
We have robust conversation every congressional session.
Yeah, 7:30 right now. Wait until you hear what Amy Klobuchar has to say. She, of course, the senator from that state. What she has to say about this issue, that's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, though, it's 7:30. Time once again for news and Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. The medical examiner's office has ruled the police custody death of 31-year-old Dante Melton Jr. a homicide. The finding was announced Thursday, a day after the Maryland Attorney General's office released more than 6 hours of body cam footage of his June 24th interaction with Baltimore police. The incident began when Melton was experiencing an apparent mental health crisis and struggled with police before being restrained. Police called for an ambulance, but due to a citywide dispatch outage, the calls were never received, and officers were unaware of that failure. Melton became unresponsive, and officers took him to a hospital where he was pronounced dead several hours later. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says $60 million is going to support victims of crime. The state received the money from the federal and state Victims of Crime Act funding for the next fiscal year. Governor Moore says the support for victim services is a critical part of efforts to promote public safety. In fiscal year 2025, nearly 40,000 new victims were served by the governor's Office of Crime Prevention and Policy. A police call to check on a subject leads to the discovery of three people shot dead inside a Catonsville home. On Thursday afternoon around 3:30, Baltimore County police officers responded to the 700 block of Wilton Farm Lane. Three deceased people were located inside the home. Officials say there is no threat to the public, and detectives are not looking for additional suspects. Homicide detectives are investigating and looking for anyone with information. And Maryland will soon have fewer supermarkets available to residents. Shoppers Food is closing four locations by mid-October in Essex, Westminster, New Carrollton, and Waldorf. Coming up next, we have a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Here's a look at last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 323, and the pick 4 was 8626. Now we have a check of traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backup has arrived. I-97 southbound, heading down eventually towards Annapolis at Route 32. Not as bad as it normally is, but it's a little bit slow right there at the merge. After that, we're good down into Annapolis. The cameras are out. A little concerned about that. Cameras not working at Ritchie Highway. Also not working at the Severn River Bridge. That could be a factor later. Right now, we're fine. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound on the Bay Bridge. No incidents there. I-95 in Prince George's County still slow with the wreck at the intercounty connector on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cool start to your Friday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a few more clouds hanging around and temperatures into the lower 80s. Still below average for this time of year. Cooler on Saturday and then we warm back up into early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports, pardon me, brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It was certainly going to be a tough putt against Cy Young hopeful Garrett Crochet yesterday at Camden Yards, but the Orioles did indeed give it their best shot.
We have seen it. Jackson launches one up in the air here to left center field.
Kevin Brown had the call on Madison Jackson's second-inning blast, tied it at one, but the Birds' inability to plate runs late was the difference as the Sox sweep the O's. 3-2 was the final. Baltimore just 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position yesterday, 3-for-30 in the four-game set. Meanwhile, Birds manager Mancelino telling the media Wednesday that when the calendar turns to September on Monday, the Orioles will utilize a six-man rotation for the season's final month. The group expanding to include right-hander Tyler Wells, scheduled to start a game next week in San Diego, which would be his first big league appearance since April of 2024. World Series champion and Severna Park native Mark Teixeira announcing his campaign for the 21st Congressional District in Texas. Teixeira's announcement follows Congressman Chip Roy's decision not to seek re-election. Teixeira releasing an official statement on social media saying, quote, he's ready to help defend President Trump's America First agenda, Texas families, and individual liberty. Offense may bring eyeballs to the TV sets, but defense still wins championships. And someone who firmly believes that is Ravens undrafted free agent linebacker Jay Higgins, who relishes playing inside linebacker and knows that games are won in the trenches.
You know, I'm not the biggest guy. I'm obviously not the fastest guy. But I think there's a feel for inside zone. Like, there's a feel for pin pull. Like, you got to, like, feel those things. And maybe it's because I went to Iowa and I played with a fullback and, you know, Linderbaum and, you know, big guards for 5 years. But there's something about, like, just feeling the offensive line and who they're working up to and when that guard's pulling.
Can't wait to see that guy play in a regular season game. Elsewhere, former Gilman star and Naval Academy grad Rayon Lane has made the Jacksonville Jaguars' initial 53-man roster, a sixth-round draft pick last year, one of five safeties kept by the Jags. The time now is 7:37. When we return, just two short of a Jackson 5.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Okay, so we've already established a couple of days ago that you all like to sing, right?
Yes.
Bruce, you've sung with the BSO, right?
Sang at the BSO, okay. With Coral Arts. With...
And Nino, you're an avowed karaoke guy.
Mm-hmm. One of the best.
One of the best. Julie, I've heard you sing in the newsroom.
Always.
You're terrific. Okay. Yeah. So get ready. This happened yesterday at Camden Yards, bottom of the fifth. Birds are trailing the Red Sox 2-1. Couple of runners on base, looking to tie it up or go ahead. I'm going to play the audio.
Jeremiah Jackson, an eight-game hit streak. Jackson ground ball, it's there! Down the line, it gets past Bregman. Alex Jackson scores. Jackson Holiday to third. Jeremiah Jackson to second. It's easy as 1-2-3 for the Jacksons. Jeremiah scores. Alex advances Holiday. And we're tied again.
All right, so that tied the game up at 2.
1-2-3.
I know you guys know what's coming. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. 1-2-3.
Come on, Bruce! Come on, Nino! Baby, you heard me! Hey! 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 ABC! Gotta get an A! Gotta get an A!
That's all I'm talking about.
By the way, it's interesting because you have to note that because the story yesterday that came out is that the proposal, the Kelce proposal to Tay-Tay,
yeah.
They called it back as his knee actually didn't touch the ground.
Ah, it's a 5-yard penalty.
Yeah,
okay.
Got to do it again.
So wow.
Now you know.
I hate those pre-snap penalties, you know? You don't even get a chance to run the play.
Honestly,
crazy.
Do it again this time. Make sure that knee touches.
Hey, you know what? That's as easy as 1-2-3.
Really? Gosh, that's catchy. Did you record that yourself? You probably didn't. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Gary Steinbeck, the Swami of sports.
Swami.
Coming up at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. On the political left, they seem to enjoy... for me, look, it's tone deaf and it's alienating. And so why they do this out of instinct, maybe they read their base very differently than I do. I think most of us in a circumstance like this simply want to give space to those parents who were directly involved to grieve and to share their sorrows and to... You know, give an emotional hug of some sort to those individuals who are hurting the most. And part of that emotional hug is kind of wrapped around the whole idea of praying for somebody. You're praying to give what emotional support you can from a distance to those individuals who are hurting the most. That being said, you have people like the mayor of Minneapolis, a guy named Jason, I think it's Fry is how it's pronounced, F-R-E-Y, but I think it's Fry, who says, in essence, sorry, your thoughts and prayers, not sufficient.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church.
Yeah, that would be part of the point, man. Perhaps you're missing the whole concept here.
I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody who is using this as an opportunity to villainize our trans community or any other community out there has lost their sense of common humanity. We should not be operating out of a place of hate for anyone.
Okay, now what's missing there in what he had to say, by the way, was reaching out initially to the families. He didn't even go there. For him, it was an opportunity to say, look at me, I care about the trans community. Look at me, I'm LGBTQ plus all day long, man, because that's what's really important to those of us here in Minnesota. He did not reach out to the families first and say, I grieve with you. He instead went right away. I see people talking about the trans community. Well, one of the members of the trans community just killed two children, sir. And could we not at least note that in passing?
I'm sick of this, Bruce. Let's just be honest. I mean, Jake and Frey, a trans lunatic shot up a school of Catholic school, with 8 and 10 year old kids. A transgender lunatic. It's part of the conversation, and now they're all trying. Just on Twitter, I'm seeing Mark Warner. He's a senator. He says all this BS. He says, I can't play the clip. Obviously, I'm not plugged in. But now is not the time for thoughts and prayers. Gavin Newsom really? Is mocking it. Jen Psaki's mocking prayer. Now, we see this all the time. They try to out-left each other. Now they're trying to outflank each other to the left on prayer.
Are we reading this wrong? Are we reading this wrong? Because we've had no calls on this morning. Nobody's picked up the phone and say either you're right or you're wrong. So at this point of the conversation, you know, I begin to say to myself, well, maybe this is something Nina and I care about. Maybe it's something Julie cares about. Maybe, you know, Kristen cares about. But maybe nobody outside this studio and the control room actually care about this. For me, this is it's an important defining moment for the Democrats to be where they are now. To say basically a couple of things. We don't want crime to be suppressed, which is what they're saying about Washington, D.C. and other cities. By the way, we hate religion. How on earth is that a winning platform going into the off-year elections for them? But on a personal level, I think when you say you're only giving thoughts and prayers, you're missing the point rather completely. Yeah. Missing the point completely. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Once again, 410 WCBM 680. And here, first with traffic, is the proud owner of 7 convertibles, Maybach Corvette. It's the only 7 ever made. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, they're all made, with the cement little models that you put on your desktop.
Yeah.
They look very nice.
That's just nice.
Hard to get in, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We have another lane open now, northbound 95 at the Intercounty Connector in Prince George's County. The pace has improved a little bit. If you're coming up from the Capitol Beltway, I'm looking at you here at Cherry Hill Road, you're still slow northbound. A lot of that overflow traffic went over to the Parkway and then north on the Parkway and up into Anne Arundel County from there. So that's still a big delay as well. There's a new minor wreck right at the footprint of the old Memorial Stadium on 33rd Street. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready for the long holiday weekend. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Today, partly sunny. High should be around 78 to 82 for tomorrow. A high around 78 degrees. Temps for Sunday and Labor Day, just gorgeous. Low 80s, no rain in the forecast. Dundalk, 58 degrees. Aberdeen, 57 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, it is time for us. Play Choose Your Fake News. The deal is, one of you is our contestant. You will compete against our panel of experts. If you guess correctly, which is the fake news story out of 3 given, we have some great 100th anniversary stuff for you from WCBM. And Jeffrey is on the West Side Beltway, and he is our contestant. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, sir. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go, and I'd like to go last.
All right, you want to go last. Do you want any particular separation from anyone, from Chuck Whitaker, for example? Many choose to.
Nah, they're all good. Chuck is safely further away in Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, the chances are he's not going to slap you.
Takes a little while for me to think about it, because I'm way down here.
Yes. Yes, I see. Wait on where, Chuck. Never mind. Never mind. Okay, here are your stories, ladies and gentlemen. Story number one, Florida has now decided to deploy robot rabbits to to control invasive Burmese pythons. Apparently, there's a Burmese python population that is now growing in Florida. I'm not quite sure how they got there from Burma, but there you go. And now Florida has said the best way to catch them is to deploy robot rabbits. I guess the robot rabbits are doing their job, at least until Skynet becomes self-aware.
They're going to be based at Alligator Outpatch.
I think so, yes.
That'll be empty soon. They can put them in there.
Delta passenger files a $20 million lawsuit after he contends he got slapped by an attendant on the aircraft. Yes. He says that he asked for water for his two-year-old child before the service card reached his row. The request was denied by a flight attendant, though another attendant later provided the water. He says that the flight attendant later bumped into him and then slapped him with an open hand loud enough for a nearby passenger wearing noise-canceling earbuds to hear. That's one hell of a slap. So he's fine. Usually, that's something you only offer in first class, by the way. And so people who wouldn't want to be slapped, they have to book first class and ask for it specifically. And story number three. Newly uncovered Roman mosaic depicts what appears to be a one-piece swimming suit in the mosaic at the bottom of a pool. A Roman mosaic at the bottom of a bathing pool has come to light after 1,600 years and seems to show the modern flip-flop and a single one-piece bathing suit. It has an archaic origin story. This is all there in the mosaic. It's really kind of cool looking. So those are your three stories. Story number one. Hey, where are the robot rabbits? There's so many things you can go from there. We're not going to. Story number two. Would you like a... And story number three, what happened to your one-piece suit and your flip-flaps? We'll start with Nino this time.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. I would say number three.
Three.
Probably real. Number three.
Thank you, Nino. Kristen.
I think I disagree this time. I could see there being, you know, some differences on style. So I could see three being true. And number two, it doesn't mean it happened, but the guy's filing a lawsuit trying to get money. So I could see that being true. I am going to go with number one. Unless the robot rabbits, like, they're eaten and then explode, I'm not sure how that's going to help the python situation. I say one.
All right, Julie.
For many less logical reasons, I'm going to say three.
And Chuck.
I know they have snake hunters for those snakes, so I'm going to go with that. I don't think they have any robots down there.
So you think that's fake news? All right, then. As a Floridian, I suppose you would know about fake rabbits.
Maybe.
Okay. Jeffrey.
Well, I heard of that the story number two, so I'm not going to go with two. It's a toss-up between one and three, but I'm going to go with one. I think that's fake.
Again, with number one. So story number two, yes, and story number two, the Delta passenger filed a $20 million lawsuit after getting from an attendant. That is a true story. Whether it happened or not, a bit of a question, since there's no cameras on board. And so, but if there's enough there, then probably Delta will give him some money just to make him go away. Story number one, which was chosen by Jeffrey, by Chuck, by Kristen, Florida deploys robot rabbits to control invasive Burmese pythons. That's a true story. Oh. I'm not quite sure how it works. But yes, it's a true story. They look, move, and even smell like the kind of furry Everglades marsh rabbit a Burmese python would love to eat. But their bunnies are robots meant to lure the pythons out of their hiding spots. They put them in some kind of a cage in the middle of the Everglades or something, and the pythons come and try to get at them through the cage.
My only logic is it's scary, but everything is robotic now.
Everything.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll be replaced with robots on their show. That might,
might be a step forward. Just chucking robots. Welcome to the Chuck and Robot Show. I like the sound of that.
There's a problem on the Beltway.
Story number three is fake news. A newly uncovered Roman mosaic depicts what appears to be a pair of flip-flops, but no one-piece bathing suit at the bottom of the pool. I mean, honestly, God, it's a pair of flip-flops. I'll show you, Jules.
Well, look at that.
Exactly like a pair of flip-flops. So, Jeffrey, you guessed number three. Is that correct?
Number one, right?
Oh, you guys said number one. I'm sorry, bud. So it would have been Julie guessed number three. Wrong J. Sorry, bud. Better luck next time around. All right. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 7:50.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
Yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The informed opinions you want, and mine also. It's a 7:53 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker.
What?
What? What? What do you mean, what?
I was looking at something else, sorry.
Sorry. How about traffic and weather on the threes?
Okay, yeah, now I'll do it. That's the official opening. Northbound 95 is looking a little better here at the Intercounty Connector, Prince George's County. They're opening up some more lanes now from this wreck that happened 6 o'clock this morning. Been here all this time on the long holiday weekend. Still slow coming up from the Capitol Beltway. The problem is a lot of the overflow traffic went over and is stacked up on the BW Parkway northbound as well. That's the sore spot right now for the traffic through the area. No delays at all on the JFX, and we're clear, good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Sunday today, partly sunny at least, a high between 78 and 82. Beautiful weekend ahead. Man, what an ideal weekend. Tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. Sunday at Labor Day, highs will be in the low 80s and be warming up a little bit next week. And there's no rain in the forecast whatsoever. Reisterstown, 57 degrees. Downtown Baltimore right now, it is 61 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You said that there, Julie, there's an article where?
On the New York Post.
New York Post indicating that the trans shooter, whatever his or her name is, indicated that he was tired of being trans. He made a mistake.
Yeah, and sorry that he brainwashed himself.
Well, that's excuse number one, huh? Why didn't he simply say, I'm not trans anymore? Wouldn't there be another solution?
Yeah.
I mean, but it's interesting to note. So you begin to wonder what the dynamic of the family was. The mommy said it was okay when he was 17. So that was 6 years ago. He's 23, correct? Or was 23? So 6 years ago, he said, I'm not sure I'm comfortable in who I am. Fine, you're a girl now. And 6 years later, we see the impact of that. Ed is in Mount Airy, and he's next up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Looking at all the factors. You have a person who is clearly, although it's not called a mental illness, it's called a mental condition. I don't know the difference. but you're already confused as your gender.
Yeah.
So they start pumping you with not only mind-altering drugs so that you get over your depression, but they start giving you hormones and other treatments that are not designed by God to be put in your body. The human body is born as a male or a female, and it's supposed to go that way. So when you have all these drugs being put on into it, and then on top of it, the very high rate, I think I read somewhere almost 33% of suicide attempts by transgender people after the operation, one would think that it would be medical malpractice for a doctor to perform this type of surgery or give this type of drug to a person who's already got a mental condition.
Yeah. Well, and I think that your proposition indicates that the drugs given should be looked at to see whether or not there are interactions in those drugs that we have not considered yet. And I think that is a very worthy thing to do.
I think RFK Jr. should be looking into it. And quite frankly, it's just absolutely wrong. It would be like saying, well, you know, we have a cancer patient. Let's give them a different type of cancer to see if that will cure them. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I agree. And we've talked about that for the last day or two, because one of the things that there's a... I'm not quite sure where this vested interest comes from, Ed, but there was a vested interest somehow in saying, you can't discuss this. It's out of bounds to discuss this, because if you do, it shows you're a hater and you hate trans people. That's not the case. I don't really care one way or the other. If somebody decides that they want to wear a skirt to work, that's fine by me. I don't care.
Bruce, I think Ed is spot on, and it's actually exactly right. It's not hatred. It's actually, we want to help these people, and you cannot help these individuals by mutilating their body or giving them some type of substance, medication, whatever you want to call it, that is going to alter your physical being. There is no way that there's going to be widespread benefits. I mean, look at just some foods you eat are terribly unhealthy. Imagine giving a young woman or a young girl the medication to turn her into a young boy physically. That destroys your mind and body.
Yeah, and given a particular age, of course.
Not only that.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Not only that, but you have a patient for the rest of your life. Big Pharma's got medicine going to them for the rest of their life. The doctor has a patient for the rest of their life. There's a financial aspect to this, too. And it, to me, it's just absolutely evil.
My sense is that if somebody at age of majority decides they want to mutilate their body by doing any of the stupid things people do to mutilate their body, that's on them. But you don't do that to somebody who's underage under any circumstance.
President Trump has taken steps to make that. He banned that, I believe, with the executive order. None of that for 18 and under.
Yeah, well, we'll see if that is actually observed.
Yeah.
Or if major medical institutions simply do it somehow by trying to find a way to wiggle around it. Ed, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. More coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, including the clown car. That's next half hour.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. At long last, they're going home.
Israel says its military has recovered the bodies of two hostages, including an Israeli man who was killed in the October 7th attack that sparked the war. Of the 251 hostages taken by Hamas-led militants, roughly 50 remain in Gaza, including 20 that Israel believes to be alive.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says the Israeli military is tightening its grip around Gaza City as it pursues its plan to wipe out Hamas terrorists. Investigators say 116 rounds were fired by the gunman who killed two youngsters during Wednesday's mass shooting in Minneapolis. It happened as the children were attending mass at a chapel at Annunciation Catholic School. The victims, 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel, 10-year-old Harper Moiske, 17 people wounded in that attack. The fate of Florida's illegal alien holding center hangs in the balance as a costly court battle rages on.
A federal judge in Miami has refused to pause her order to wind down the immigration detention center known as Alligator Alcatraz in the Florida Everglades by late October. Alligator Alcatraz has been targeted by several lawsuits, ranging from its impact on the Everglades to civil rights concerns. State officials say shutting down the facility could cost them up to $20 million and potentially another $20 million if they are allowed to reopen the facility. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
20 years on, and parts of the Gulf Coast still bear the scars of Hurricane Katrina. 20 years ago today, the powerful storm made landfall, claiming so many lives and damaging or destroying so much property. New Orleans, among communities holding events today to commemorate the disaster. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 149 points. NASDAQ futures off 133 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Good morning, it's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
We continue clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. Really no issues at all so far this morning on 95 through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and 895 as well. Primarily there, of course, on the southbound side. Beltway, all the lanes are open. JFX is clear. They finally cleared the wreck in Prince George's County, northbound 95 at the Intercounty Connector. The backup now north of the Capitol Beltway is clearing out. So good news there. A couple of new wrecks in the city. Orleans Street at Patterson Park Avenue, Pulaski Highway at Conkling Street over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cool start to your Friday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a few more clouds hanging around and temperatures into the lower 80s. Still below average for this time of year. Cooler on Saturday, and then we warm back up into early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County homicide detectives are investigating a deadly triple shooting in Catonsville. Officers from the Wilkins precinct responded to the 700 block of Wilton Farm Drive around 3:30 Thursday afternoon and found three people dead inside the home. At this time, detectives say there's no ongoing threat to the public and the investigation remains active. Baltimore County police also responded to York Road at Chesapeake Avenue in Towson overnight to disperse a large crowd and a call from someone allegedly assaulting a police officer. The aviation unit and sheriff's department were also called to the scene. No further details available at this time. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Baltimore have intercepted nearly 104 pounds of the hallucinogenic drug DMT in a shipment bound for Harford County. In total, officers confiscated 46 vacuum-sealed bags with an estimated street value of around $80,000. In June, the CBP officers in Baltimore intercepted nearly 700 pounds of the same drug in three shipments from Mexico worth an estimated $550,000. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. With our hot summer weather in full swing, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. They also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling, winner of Caro's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds trying to avert a four-game sweep at the hands of the Red Sox yesterday on a glorious afternoon at Camden Yards. Tied 2-2, top of the eighth. Rico Suave on the hill for Baltimore.
Swings and grounds one in the left field. That's a base hit. Anthony comes to third. He will score standing. Romy, my homie, delivers, and it is 3-2 Red Sox.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network, and 3-2 would be the final, leaving Gunnar Henderson to explain what's next for Baltimore.
Just continue to keep fighting. I mean, I feel like we've played some good baseball. It's just hadn't come through at the end. So, yeah, being able to come through in those spots is going to be big.
Coming through and lack of coming through, no doubt. Birds were 1-for-11 with runners in scoring positions yesterday, 3-for-30 on the series. Meanwhile, 90 miles to the north. This happened in Philadelphia last night.
1-2.
Oh, that one's drilled deep to right field. He has done it! Four home runs in a game! A three-run home run!
Tom McCarthy with the call on NBC Sports Philadelphia. My God, Kyle Schwarber is must-see TV. 21st player with a four-homer game in MLB history. The fourth Philly to do it and the third player to do it this year. Phillies rocked the Braves last night, 19-4. A tremor felt in the NFL world yesterday with the news that All-Pro linebacker Micah Parsons has been traded to the Packers for All-Pro lineman Kenny Clark and two number one draft picks. Parsons then signing the largest non-quarterback contract in NFL history. And finally, NFL bettors expected to wager approximately $30 billion on the league this season, with legal sports books in the U.S. approximately an 8.5% increase year over year, while sports leagues and players unions reporting massive spikes in threats by bettors made online to athletes, coaches, and officials. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Mason-Dixon Wars take center stage. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk radio, 680, WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. He is back on Tuesday, and I take a couple of days off to mourn the fact that Taylor Swift chose the other guy. So sad for me. Such a difficult day. Working through his tears. It's amazing to me how people got invested in this story. It really is. Look, all right, two people, performers after a fashion, they decided to get married. This is the first time ever in history, by the way, that two famous performers have decided to get married. It's never occurred before in human history, in any culture, anywhere on the globe. This is the first time it's ever happened. That's why it's such a big story. Okay, fine. So Taylor Swift, whose music I really don't know. I couldn't pick out a Taylor Swift song to save my life. And Travis Kelce, who plays for a football team, not the Ravens. So I don't care, really, to be really honest. The two of them, fine. Go get married. Have a nice life. Or, and because it seems to be the pattern with her, have a nice 6 months or so. And then she'll write a song about you, and you'll be toast. That's the way it seems to go with her. So it's, all right. That's a guarantee, by the way. It used to be that if you took her out on a couple of dates, if you dated her and you broke up, she'd write a sad song about you. So, I mean, to me, that would be a big dissuading moment right there, you know. I can't imagine she's going to write an opera if they ever get divorced. I mean, it's going to go on forever and ever. And there'll be Karens out there saying, I told you. So it makes me wonder, and you know, who is the most Karen woman in the entire world?
She once made a cashier cry by demanding to speak to the manager's manager. She's allergic to gluten, dairy, peanuts, and minimum wage workers. She thinks a homeowners association is a form of government, and she wants to be president. She once asked to speak to the lifeguards manager at the beach. She brings measuring tape to Starbucks to verify her iced oatmeal triple blonde quad serve caramel macchiato with two pumps of guilt-free vanilla foam is exactly 20 ounces. She holds the record for spending the most time on the phone with customer service. She once printed out screenshots of a rude email and mailed them to corporate. She once booked the wrong flight and demanded a refund after landing. Her car horn is just a recording of her saying, unacceptable. She demanded a refund at Disneyland because Mickey wouldn't make eye contact. One fall, she wrote a cease and desist letter to her neighbor when the leaves from his tree were falling in her yard. She is the most Karen woman in the world.
Now you know. Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
That's not Karen with a C.
No, that's Karen with a K.
Karen with a K.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. We've all seen them. We've all lived on the block from them, if nothing else. All right. Yeah, we have time for this. There's this reporter. Let me just set this up. I forget which network it is. Young, blonde, female reporter. She's out on location. She's done her particular stand-up, and they got away from her, and they're just about to start the next story. So she's there. The camera's still on. The mic is still being broadcast, but not to the studio live. It's going into the control room, and because you still have comments afterwards, you might want to make to somebody in the control room. That's the background for that. What happened next is kind of stunning. We'll get that to you coming up in around 60 seconds. First, though, it's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, the most traffic man in the entire world. It's Chuck Whitaker.
We are still 2 east, 3 west at the Bay Bridge. Uh-huh. Everything's under control so far. Backup is up there. The usual spot, southbound I-97, right at Route 32. That gets better after the bridge at 178. We're clear at the Severn River Bridge and over towards Ritchie Highway. So no incidents right now. If you want to head out early, traffic is good over towards Route 8 through Stevensville, and then you're on your way. City police and city fire just rolled up. Second medic unit coming here. Bel Air Road at Frankfort Avenue with a new injury accident there up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Partly sunny, high today around 78 to 82 degrees. Very pleasant outside. Tomorrow high in the upper 70s for the rest of the weekend. Beautiful temps in the low 80s. And tomorrow's high will be just a gorgeous one right now. 61 degrees in Pikesville. Hunt Valley has 64. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for us to head out to the clown car, head out to the circus to see exactly which loon has lost it. This one's great. So please, enter the big top, if you would. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring. As the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps this gentleman in Washington, D.C., who's convinced he knows exactly why the National Guard are there.
We believe that the National Guard and the military occupation is the first step into rounding black people up and putting them in detainment camps here in Washington, D.C. and around the United States of America.
Well, there you go then. So he's going to wait a long time for that to happen, but it would never will. So he was wearing a suit and a tie, looked very reasonable, very sensible. He stood up in front of a Diaz and he said this, and it was like, "You believe what, sir?" I'm not sure what reality you're living in, sport, but it's not the one the rest of us live in, so please get back in the clown car and get back to the world in which you live, where the sky is pink and cotton candy tastes just like roast beef. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, here's this woman. She's, and you've seen the stand-ups. You see them all the time on all the network shows, all the local shows. A reporter's out in the field, and they do the report. And then the mic is still on, the camera's still on, but not going on air. It goes to the control room. and she has a couple of words she wants to say potentially afterwards. What happens with this reporter is the report finishes, and she glances at her cell phone. Now, again, all of her feed is still going to the control room. It's still all being put on a backup video file somewhere.
But it's not on. It's not
on
live.
Air. Not okay. Live.
Yeah.
So here's what happened.
Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. Taylor Swift is engaged. This, come back to me. She just posted it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, it's huge. The ring is ginormous. This is so exciting. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, it's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. It's on her Instagram. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I feel like Paul Revere right now. This is a very exciting moment for me in my professional career because I get to announce that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged.
Oh, that's so exciting. We're so happy for you.
It's really interesting that she's that corny in a way and in love with Taylor Swift, but that she would know who Paul Revere is.
That's the thing. No, actually, think about it. How on earth does her announcing that Taylor Swift is engaged is anything like Paul Revere?
Of course it's not, but how? Yeah. If you ask 99%, she sounds young.
Kelce is coming. Kelce is coming.
Yeah, but they wouldn't know who Paul Revere is. Maybe on one end, she's more serious than she portrays herself. I don't know, but geez. But yeah, that's just
people
what a reaction.
They are invested in this. I forget. There's one other cut here. I forgot to have Kristen Loeb, but I'll set it up. You can hear it later on this hour. This is one of the two additional cuts I grabbed on this. This is a woman. She is way to the left, and she swings from the other side of the plate. And she's a little upset about this. You can tell. But she's putting a good face on it.
Why would I be happy that someone got engaged to a man? A man I don't know, who historically, throws temper tantrums on the football field. Why would I be excited for a woman to be marrying him? I don't think it's an achievement to get engaged. I don't think it's an achievement to get married. I don't think that this heteropatriarchal milestone thing that we're all spoon-fed as babies so that we grew up brainwashed is anything to be proud of.
Yeah, well, wow. Yeah. I can understand. I know that you're a little bit disturbed because you thought that she was going after you, which is, disturbing right there, if you think about it. But I understand her frustration there. It's on.
So, I don't know. Are you... I have a comment, but I don't want to get all... Well, it comes to that topic. I don't want... If you have another piece of audio you want to play.
Yeah, one more piece of audio.
Okay, play that.
No, this guy is a... he's trans... He's a spokesman from some trans organization. And again, you talk about being invested in this story. Wait for this spin.
Travis Kelce's trans. Travis Kelce's going to come out as trans. So it's actually totally fine. We're going for they, them for Travis from now on until they confirm that they'd like to be she, her. In the meantime, we're just going to say Travis is they, them. I think I actually remember an outfit where he was wearing the trans flag colors. A couple different outfits if you combine them as a trans flag. Nobody's stressed out at all. Everything's going to be okay.
Okay, I don't know what the trans colors are, but what's hilarious is I remember he wore an outfit with trans. No, actually, it was a couple of outfits that if you add all those outfits together, it was the trans colors. I just can't believe this. But they are, people are just so invested in this. Again, more power to them. I think that's just wonderful, and I'll look forward to the new hit by Taylor Swift on Travis is a Scumball. That's got to come out, I figure, 6 months to a year at the outside. Real quick.
Well, I'll wait for you. Are we going to break?
Okay. Actually, I have Vinny Ciaretto online with us.
Yep, take Vinny.
Vinny joins us right now, as he usually does on every single Friday. Delighted to have him here from Your Home Sold Realty. Vinny, good morning.
Good morning, hey, Benny.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Happy Labor Day to everybody. And Labor Day weekend.
And same to you, sir. Yeah. So last week we were talking to you about this changing real estate market because I think there's a lot of home sellers out there thinking that if they put a sign in the yard, put it on the internet, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, Bruce, we've been talking all year about this. You know, we're trying to get the word out. It's not business as usual. Just because the agent may not be discussing it with you doesn't mean that it's not happening. And if you're not prepared, especially this time of year, you may have to hold on to your home until next year.
Wow. I think the enhanced home sale platform you're talking about last week may be the key to helping home sellers have their homes stand out, especially with the influx of homes for sale in our area.
Yeah, Bruce, that is 100% right. Inventory is up 24.8% year over year, which is leading to more competition, longer days on the market, more options for buyers to consider. And if you don't have something special helping drive demand for your home may be overlooked.
So you mentioned your Zillow showcase a couple of times to us, but I know you have other tools that are putting your sellers' homes at the top of the list.
Yeah, Bruce, you know, Zillow Showcase is only one part of our market shift solution. Zillow is the number one search engine. And with Showcase, you receive not only 80% more likes, views, and saves, but on average, Zillow estimates that your home will sell for 2% more money. And we're showcasing your home also on homes.com, making it eligible for our trade-up and trade-in program, and certifying your home so it's easier to buy. So all the programs, they work together to be able to drive demand so you can sell for the highest price within your time frame.
Yeah, if you're going to sell, you better have something really special going on to make your home stand out.
Absolutely. So if you'd like us to take a look at your home and how it would perform with our market shift solution, even if you got a friend or a relative that has a real estate license, there's no obligation. You can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Thank you, Vinny Steele. Folks, when you're ready to sell your home, you want to see the most money for your home, so do your homework. Call the pro that I trust. Call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnyStio.com. That's VinnyStio.com. VinnyStio.com. Thanks, Vinny. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it, man. We'll see
you. We'll see you next week. Actually, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. 822 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Nino?
Bruce, this whole thing, I mean, the lunatic on the Travis Kelce about the marriage and that total delegitimizing of marriage and what it means as an institution, the religious aspect of it. But I want to bring it all back. This is what the left and the Democrats have created when you talk about the mocking of prayer, this shameful talking point that obviously has happened where you had Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, Jake Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, Jen Psaki, Gavin Newsom. The fact is the shooter in one way is the absolute product, the very thing that they've championed. And if you look at it was anti-Trump, anti-Semitic, anti-Christian, but let's look at their record over the years, the anti-Christian, and no wonder they're mocking prayer. This is the same Democrat Party that under Joe Biden had the Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
And they had an FBI memorandum in 2023 that suggested that, quote, radical traditionalist Catholics could pose a domestic terrorist threat. They supported partial birth abortion right out in the open as part of their policy. They've repealed religious liberty protections for faith-based organizations. Remember, they had a forcing contraceptives on the nuns that ran the hospital. Obama clinging to guns and religions. This is who they are. This is what they created. And now they're trying to deflect. But by deflecting, they're pushing and mocking prayer. But they've been doing this in the open as part of their policy.
Don't forget, yesterday we had a soundbite from Stacey Abrams saying that even elections aren't enough to get rid of Trump. Well, what does that imply?
Yep.
That implies violence is next.
Yep.
823, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, our very own Chuck Whitaker.
We're back at Sandy Point, eastbound 50. Right here getting onto the Bay Bridge, 2 eastbound, 3 westbound, and no issues right now. Whitehall Road through St. Margaret's coming down through there. All the lanes are open. There have been no backups at all, which is a little bit surprising. I thought by now we might start to see at least a brief delay there, but everybody's okay. The westbound side is still clear, and it's been good travel from Route 8 over to the area at the Kent Narrows Bridge without any big problems. Big wreck in the city. Two medics are there. Northeast side heads up for that at Bel Air Road at Frankfort Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Remember, folks, it's 2 eastbound, 3 westbound to the Hokey Pokey. Turn yourself around. And that's the Chuck Whitaker theme for the week. It's going to be a beautiful day today.
How many minutes till we're done?
How many minutes we're done? 35.
Oh, good. I'm going to set my watch.
All right. High today between 78 and 82. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. A temp for Sunday and Labor Day. Just gorgeous here. 82 for the high. It's going to warm up a little bit during the course of the week. Next week, particularly. Right now, Hunt Valley 64, Pikesville 61. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and Gil is up next in Middle River. Hey, Gil, how are you?
Doing okay so far.
Good.
I wanted to mention something you brought up about the crazy stuff that's happening to these trans people. I think everything comes down to money. I'm an old guy. I'm just a dumb Polack, but I've lived long enough to see everything is about money. And then you have these elitists that think they're smarter than everybody else, so we can do whatever we want. And what they've done is they created a Frankenstein. They don't care how it works out because it's a moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out too well for Frankenstein, did it?
No. No. It's funny because that's actually, those are the words that immediately after Travis Kelce proposed to Tay-Tay, that's exactly what she said. Everything is about money, Travis.
It is. It's about money, and they don't care. We can spend more money trying to fix it. Now, we see our mistake. It just keeps going on and on and on. And the elitists that control us tell us to believe certain things. That's how they control us.
Well, it's beyond that, and we've been talking about this. It's beyond simply them telling us what we need to believe. They have now gotten to the point where they feel perfectly free in saying, and you cannot discuss the following topics. And if you do, we will label you as a racist, as an anti-Semite, as a horrible person, and basically we will burn your reputation from here to Kansas and beyond. So have a nice time with that. So if you need to talk about this issue in a rational fashion, just wanting to get the facts, figure out what the hell's going on, you're a hater. You're supposed to simply accept what you're spoon-fed, Gil. That's it.
They did the same thing with COVID. Don't you think there's people sitting in certain areas of government that's writing down how they controlled us, what they told us, who believed, who didn't believe it, who followed the orders, who didn't?
Gil, I still see people driving their cars wearing the mask.
Yes, by themselves.
By themselves.
I still see these idiots wearing a mask. I go into a Walmart, I see them wearing a mask every now and then.
Yeah, unfortunately, in Walmart, they're wearing them as a different piece of garment. But, you know, that's Walmart, after all.
Well, no, that's the burglars. That's the thieves. I mean, they all put the mask on.
Gil, thanks for your call, man. 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. By the way, the Old Farmer's Almanac is out. The newest forecast is in. And according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, the D.C. is going to be looking at, and Baltimore, the coldest times mid to late December and then early in January, says Carol Conair. She's the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. They're calling for above normal temps this winter and precipitation, meaning snowfall and rainfall both be below normal. And overall, the Old Farmer's Almanac predicts a milder and drier winter for the D.C. region and the Baltimore region, with most snow falling around the holidays and in late winter. I would take a white Christmas. I would take a white Christmas any old time. We'd never seem to get it. I mean, I would love to have a white Christmas. Grew up in the upper Midwest, and they were always white Christmases, although you spend Christmas around the Chicago area, and by the time Christmas got to, the snow was kind of a grayish black. It's a little different.
Snow at Christmas, great. Absolutely love it. Yeah. Snow other than Christmas.
Snow at Easter, not so much fun.
Well, anytime around the wintertime when it's snowing in Baltimore, traffic, everything is an absolute
mess. It's the best time to be in Key West. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, or your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. That's 410-944-3100. 8:30 right now on WCBM on the Morning Drive. Once again, time for news and Julie Ryder.
Good morning. The Baltimore Police Department's new Entertainment District Unit is on the job with a goal of boosting safety and quality of life in the city's busiest nightlife areas. The unit focuses on high visibility patrols, traffic enforcement, and community engagement in places like the Inner Harbor, Federal Hill, and Fells Point. Since its August 10th launch, officers have made 7 arrests, seized 3 guns, and issued dozens of citations. Police plan to expand the unit to cover Canton and the Casino and Stadium District. Salvage operations are over after the U.S. Coast Guard recovered the massive steel hatch cover blown off the merchant vessel W. Sapphire during an explosion earlier this month. With the recovery complete, the Fort McHenry Federal Channel is fully reopened to all ship traffic in and out of the Port of Baltimore. The hatch was located within a 500-yard safety zone that had temporarily restricted access. The Coast Guard continues to investigate the cause of that August 18th explosion. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says $60 million is going to support victims of crime. The state received the money from the Federal and State Victims of Crime Act funding for the next fiscal year. Governor Moore says the support for victim services is a critical part of their efforts to promote public safety. And in fiscal year 2025, nearly 40,000 new victims were served by the governor's Office of Crime Prevention and Policy. A police call to check on a subject leads to the discovery of three people shot dead inside a Catonsville home. On Thursday afternoon around 3:30, Baltimore County police officers responded to the 700 block of Wilton Farm Lane. Three deceased people were located inside. Officials say there is no threat to the public and detectives are not looking for additional suspects. Well, the busy holiday Labor Day weekend is underway. The Maryland Transportation Authority is expecting at least 345,000 vehicles to cross the Bay Bridge, with many drivers heading down the ocean. If you're hitting the road and heading east today or Sunday, it's best to get to the bridge before 10 a.m. or after 10 p.m. Coming right up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
These are the lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 323. The pick 4, 8626. And now traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
It's a busy travel day today. We've been kind of checking around the interstates to the north. 95 up towards Delaware, 83 up the Pennsylvania line, 70 out to Western Maryland. No issues right now through there. 95, fortunately, did recover from earlier problems near the Capitol Beltway. And at this point, we're still running okay. A little busy on I-97 at Route 32, but the ride at least over to the Bay Bridge right now without any major problems on 50 eastbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another cool start to your Friday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Heading toward the afternoon, a few more clouds hanging around and temperatures into the lower 80s. Still below average for this time of year. Cooler on Saturday and then we warm back up into early next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds head west tonight to the city by the bay. That's San Francisco taking on the Giants at 10:15. That's on Apple TV, by the way, if you have it. Dean Kramer for Baltimore. Tough lefty Robbie Ray for the Giants. One day after the Birds battled against another tough left-hander and Garrett Crochet in the 3-2 loss. Gunnar Henderson asked about the Cy Young hopeful in the postgame.
Probably we had pretty good bats up and down. I mean, he's a great pitcher. That's why he's one of the best in the game. But, yeah, I felt like up and down lineup, we had pretty good bats and gave ourselves a chance to win today.
Crochet did not get the decision in the game. Meanwhile, former Orioles manager Brandon Hyde making his first public comments since his dismissal 43 games into the season. This in an interview on the MLB Network.
So we were rotation-wise, we had a tough time staying in the game. You know, the first 40-something games I was there.
Mm-hmm.
We had some underperformance offensively, too. We had some injuries, but everybody has injuries, so that's not an excuse. But we just didn't play very good baseball the first month of the season.
It was a 7-minute interview, really a nothing burger from Hyde in terms of information. He must have signed an NDA. And by the way, with the Orioles' record now at 60-74, that lowers manager Mancelino's mark to 45-46 since Hyde's dismissal. Ravens have the weekend off. They'll wind it back up again beginning Monday. Prep for the Bills. Kyle Hamilton knows the key to the season.
Yeah, that just kind of goes as being a Raven right now in this era. You know, you're going to play with Lamar Jackson. You're going to play in some big games. You're going to play, hopefully, for some championships in the future. So I think that goes for coaches, players, staff, people in the cafeteria. You know, expectations are high because of that guy right there. And I know it's a lot of pressure on him, but I don't think he really feels it.
College football heats up this weekend with some big matchups nationally. Number one, Texas at number three, Ohio State, with or without Dave Portnoy as part of the Fox College football pregame show. Number nine, LSU travels to Death Valley, take on fourth-ranked Clemson. Number six, Notre Dame opens at 10th-ranked Miami. That game will be on Sunday night. Meanwhile, locally, Maryland opens up against Florida Atlantic in College Park. Head coach Mike Loxley.
But as always, when we open up, it's really not going to be about our opponent. It'll be about what we do, and that's what we'll focus on, is we don't have a lot of information as to what they'll do. And so that's, for us, the important piece to make sure we know what we want to do.
Meanwhile, Navy football opens Saturday with a home game against VMI. Brian Newberry says consistency is a superpower, and quarterback Blake Horvath has it. Navy, he is one of a dozen returning starters for a team that won 10 games a year ago. Towson last night, spoiling the debut of head coach Michael Vick. They beat Norfolk State 27-7. High school football, the Mason-Dixon Wars take center stage this weekend. Tonight at 6 p.m., Loyola Blakefield travels to Scranton, Pennsylvania, take on the Scranton Prep Cavaliers. It'll be Rick Holzer's debut as Loyola head coach. Philly's William Penn Charter School comes to Baltimore, take on Calvert Hall in Tyler Ward's debut at the helm of the Cardinals. And then tomorrow, Sean Casey's DeMatha Stags travel to Philly to face the Hawks from St. Joe Prep. The time now is 8:37. When we return, what do you do with all that NIL money?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So you guys can breathe a sigh of relief here for a minute. And I know I put a lot of music stuff on you, and I'm going to put some music here, but this just going to be, it's just going to be background music.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to sing, okay? So much talk around NIL earnings, right? College athletes, a broken system. But what does a college kid do with all of that sudden wealth, right, is the question. So The Athletic went around the country. They asked 157 college football players what they do with their money that they're getting from NIL and the direct payments from the NCAA. Texas Tech quarterback Barron Morton bought 150 acres of land.
Good for him.
That smart. He plans to lease out to hunters. That's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Stanford offensive lineman Simeon Pale had something a lot different. He spends a lot on food because he's a lineman, particularly at BJ's. I've spent plenty on Pazookies, he said.
On what?
Okay, I don't know what they are. So I looked them up. It's a large single chocolate chip cookie baked in a cast iron skillet and served warm with a scoop of ice cream on top. It combines the words pizza and cookie.
Oh.
So it's a Pazookie. I got to get me some Pazookies.
I like that.
But I don't have any NIL money.
Oh, well,
that's the only problem.
You know what? Sean is really, he's long on money. When he gets back from vacation, which is all paid for, I'm sure.
So I'm going to hit him up for a Pazookie?
Yeah, I would.
That's what I'll do.
I won't be here in the room. But
what about Burger's cookies? What about them? We could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think actually.
We should have a taste test.
Oh, yes. That's right.
A Pazookie against a burger cookie.
And you know what? We should probably just we should have pizza along with it and a cookie. That way we can combine them ourselves.
A Pazookie.
Yeah, a Pazookie.
That's a great way to end the week, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a wonderful way to end the week.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we've had fun. At least I have.
Yeah. I think it's a great time. I think you've done some of your best work.
This week.
Yeah.
I think it's the Sean Casey factor.
I think, actually, the 8:35 newscast you just did, the sportscast you just did, that's the best 8:35 Friday sportscast you've done this week.
It really is.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think it's, don't you know? I think it's just exceptional. Now, the 7:35 sportscast you did,
Almost your best. Almost your
almost
best.
Almost my best?
Yeah.
You're so profound, Bruce.
I'm lost and found, actually.
Like what you say?
No, not profound. Lost and found.
Guys, I've enjoyed it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
840 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. This is interesting. Marty passes this along, by the way. Westman's parents, Robin, whatever the shooter's name was, they're divorced. Neither of them has been accessible to the media at all. At all. They've yet to make a public statement. They will not give interviews. Neither can be reached for comment. More than 7 years before this guy opened fire on a Catholic school when a mass was underway. Police were called to a townhouse in the Twin Cities suburb where she lived, or he lived, with his mommy. The heavily redacted police report NBC News obtained from the police department in Eagan, Minnesota, dated January 26, 2018, includes a two-word description explaining why an officer was dispatched to that address. Mental health. That's what they put down. Mental health. I also includes a brief synopsis that reads, assisted Mendota Heights with a check welfare of a juvenile. Mendota Heights, another Twin City suburb. Name of that juvenile and exactly what prompted police to be summoned to that three-bedroom home on Crane Creek Lane were blacked out in the report. 2 years before that, police responded to a report of a criminal offense at the residence. But beyond noting that the case was closed, the report blacks out all the details describing the event. Investigators probing Wednesday's deadly mass shooting at an Annunciation Catholic school in Minneapolis continue the search for a clear motive to explain why Westman 23 committed the act of terror. When I'm a little unclear. Do they mean motive or what his target was? Because we know what the target was by reading his half-blank manifesto or just reading what he wrote on the magazines for his rifle. Kill Trump. He was an anti-Semite. He hated Donald Trump. And now how the kids factored into this, I'm not quite sure. But they somehow became the target of his rage. He went to this high school, to their high school, and graduated from that high school. And somehow it all got jumbled up in his mind. But it's pretty clear what his motive was. He hated Donald Trump and wanted somehow to get at him.
According to this Time, another little interesting point from the, I think I've received the same article here, or link. I am severely depressed. I've been suicidal for years. Only recently have I lost all hope and decided to perform my final action against this world.
Yeah. It's Kennedy over on Fox News. She had a comment on this. We'll have that for you coming up in the next couple of minutes because it's well worth hearing. 8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, eastbound 50 heading over to the Bay Bridge now is backed up through Whitehall Road. Getting over into that area, State Highway has a truck sitting out in kind of crowding the left-hand lane. I think they're looking at it. More of a visual delay right now, but I think they may be getting ready with this backup showing up now from Whitehall Road and through that area at St. Margaret's going over to the main span. They may eventually in the next several minutes, maybe an hour, start to change lanes over to where we get 3 east and 2 west. Right now, we're still backed up. And again, it's starting at Whitehall Road and all 3 lanes are slowing there. Not to make that decision pretty quickly, so we'll see if that happens right now at Oceanic Drive. Let me just see what they're doing. Yeah, they're kind of staging and getting things ready, so I don't think it's going to be much longer, but we're still just 2 lanes on the eastbound side. But if you're traveling east now from Ritchie Highway, be prepared for the brake lights up ahead. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Thank you, Chuck. You know, I've always liked the visual delays much better than the ones you can't see at all. Those always I find difficult. When you're driving along, there's nothing stopping traffic at all, and you know that's, well, it's not a visual delay. And we're going to spend on that. Is it an audible delay? You have to roll your windows down, listen for it? No, not then.
Chuck, does Sean come back? Sean come back Tuesday?
Chuck Whitaker back.
Just ask.
Just ask it. Chuck. Chuck is back at 53 with more.
Okay.
It's partly sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Temps for Sunday, Labor Day, the low 80s. Warm up next week is very, very pleasant outside right now. You're looking at 64 degrees in Hunt Valley and currently in Middle River at 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time now for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
And our feel good news story of the day is being brought to you by Town Appliance, off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. This is just classic. In Great Britain, there's a guy with a sense of humor who realizes that we're big on what you call signage now. It used to be called signs. Now it's signage. In this little English town, a man has taken it upon himself to address what he referred to as the fun deficit in town. He has done this just to be some good news for everybody's day. He places humorous signs in the style of public notices and road signs around town. He hopes that they will disarm people into seeing issues in a new perspective. This is in Chichester. For example, one of the signs, warning, children are known to operate in this area. It's not a playground. What? What do you mean they're known to operate in that area? Another of the signs was up. Coming soon, a new era for the Bowling Green, Britain's first over 65 open air wrestling arena. and my favorite, coffee control zone. Public consumption of coffee is prohibited from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. So this guy says he does it because it's fun and because people deserve to have a good time and smile every once in a while. Nothing like $1.3 million currently earmarked for play area refreshments, which is what he says has done. It's not waiting around. His handiwork is gaining traction on social media, even though the council takes his signs down very quickly. They can't stop him from putting the next one up tonight. He says he's not concerned about what becomes of the signs as long as they spark a smile, a laugh, a conversation, or in the best case scenario, action to make Chichester a more fun, focused borough. Warning, children are known to operate in this area. It's 847.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Of course, Sean does have the day off. He's back on Tuesday. Nino Mangione kind enough to sit in with us, not just this morning, but for the entire week. And, you know, it's been truly a delight.
Yeah,
the content
Bruce.
You add to the show is just tremendous. It really is.
A lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know Byron Donalds is, right?
Yeah.
Congressman, very conservative congressman.
Florida, yeah.
Had a chance to meet him, three, 4 years ago. Baltimore City Republican Club. He was there to speak. I'm very impressed with him from the get-go, and ever since then. He says that on Psaki, on how she's responded and how the left has responded, they should be ashamed.
Jen Psaki is a hack trying to make a political point. The reality is the tragedy that occurred in Minneapolis is once again where the Democrats are ignoring some of the serious mental health challenges affecting young people in the United States, especially around gender identity, this transgender movement that they have fully gotten behind.
Yeah, and this is confusing for kids. You're growing up during a time period where you may be going through puberty. You don't know if you're a manly man or a girly girl. It's a confusing period anyway for most of us, and for some it's debilitating. He says that what the shooter wrote on his magazines, though, does tell you what he was angry about and who he was angry at.
On a broader level as a country, we have to take mental health much more seriously. I mean, look at the magazines, what was written on these magazines, talking about going after Christians, where is your God, going after Israel, actually writing there to kill Donald Trump. This is the insanity from the hatred that has come from the left.
Yeah, we talked about this. You cannot say that somebody else other than this individual was responsible for his actions. He is responsible for his actions. However, I've noted, you know, over and over again behind this microphone that the political left has managed to demonize Donald Trump so much that the less stable among their ilk have become more and more radicalized and perfectly comfortable with the idea of a dead Donald Trump.
And here's a clip on Twitter right now. I just scrolled through. Unhinged Democrat Representative John Larson screams that ICE agents are the SS and the Gestapo. So it's to your point. And here's the entire quote from Time magazine on this shooter's manifesto. It said, quote, "I have wanted this for so long. I am not well. I am not right. I am a sad person, haunted by these thoughts that do not go away. I know this is wrong, but I can't seem to stop myself. I'm severely depressed and have been suicidal for years. Only recently have I lost all hope and decided to perform my final action against this world." Now, who knows whether there's some type of, whether being a transgender or going through maybe some type of medication maybe pushed them over the edge, or is it the fact that they've demonized Donald Trump to a point that, that somebody, as you just pointed out, that was already suffering just pushed them over the edge? And we don't know, will we ever know, but the fact is a transgender individual committed these heinous acts, and for Jen Psaki, as Byron Donald just said, to try to just dilute that fact, and all of them, you played a great clip earlier, all of them trying to act as if that's not part of the conversation, and how dare us for bringing it up?
You can't talk about that. No. It's forbidden. 8:51 right now, the morning drive at WCBN.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show. The Trump administration says the number of Chinese students in the U.S. will not increase to 600,000. Is this a Cracker Barrel moment?
Excuse me?
Yeah, what? Really?
I don't understand.
You know what I mean, don't you, boy?
Haven't you, my pretty?
Also, the great Tony Kinnett from the Daily Signal, the brilliant and hysterical Mary Walter, and from Hollywood in Toto, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53 right now in the morning drive. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. A man who wakes up every morning and says to himself, how can I help somebody get from here to there in the most efficient way possible? Yes, once again, he cares. He cares. It's Chuck Whitaker.
He's insane. But I got to do something. It might as well be this.
Yeah, really, you can't get an early tea time. Might as well do this.
Somebody would have told me 1969, I'd still be doing this. I said, you're out of your damn mind. But it's all right. I do all right, don't I?
You do great, man.
You do. Great job, Chuck.
Thank you. They've opened up the other lane now on the Bay Bridge, so now we have 3 east and 2 west. So be prepared for that. So that is alleviating the backup that was back at Whitehall Road. We kind of said once it got there, they would probably open it up, and they did. And it took a little time for that to get going once again. But now everything is much better. So 2 lanes westbound, 3 lanes now eastbound on the main span. Everybody else is in good shape. Big travel day today. But for right now, if you're leaving this time in the morning, all the major interstates are good to go. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Have a good weekend. Partly sunny today, a high around 78 to 82 degrees. Tomorrow, a high should be in the mid to high 70s. And then for Sunday and Labor Day, just gorgeous days. A high both days will be in the low 80s. Right now, Hunt Valley has 64 degrees and Middle River has 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One of the senators from Minnesota is Amy Klobuchar, and she gave kudos to the kids, and actually this is something that is of note. If you weren't aware, the kids reacted to behave in the manner they were trained to behave in case of an active shooter.
They knew to get under the pews. They knew what to do. And my friend's daughter, who was just, you know, seventh, eighth grader, she actually saw two of her friends shot, one in the stomach, one in the neck. And then when she got out, she had to tell one of their parents what had happened to their own kid. So these kids did extraordinary things, but they never should have been put in that position in the first place. This was a madman. There's no way to pin an ideology on this, and I think people should remember this as the facts come out.
Well, actually, I would disagree. She's covering for the left. Yes, he was a madman, but there was an ideology involved, and it's becoming revealed every single day as more and more of his writings and his posts become available to us. Klobuchar then went on to say that the only solution to this is for an assault weapons ban.
We're a proud hunting state. There's a lot of law-abiding gun owners in Minnesota. But there's got to be more we can do here. I've long supported an assault weapon ban. It won't help in every case, but it would have helped in Uvalde. It would have helped in Buffalo. We don't know if it would have helped here.
It wouldn't have helped there. And it wouldn't help those other locations either, because assault weapons were not used. This deliberate clouding of the terminology. An assault weapon would indicate that it's that's full automatic. And then none of the weapons used in any of these locations were full automatic. They're semi-automatic, which means you pull the trigger, and you can pull the trigger again, and pull the trigger again, and pull the trigger again. One bullet each pull. That's it. The faster you pull your trigger, the faster the bullet goes. But it's one bullet per pull. The assault weapon, basically, you pull that trigger, it'll shoot as many bullets as you want until you stop pulling. No assault weapon was used here. No assault weapon was used in Uvalde. No assault weapon has been used in any of these mass shootings. But the Democrats want not just a ban on assault weapons, they want a ban on semi-automatic weapons as well. If you hunt with an AK, if you hunt with a Remington that's a semi-automatic, doesn't matter what it is, then that would be banned. That would be controlled even more than it is now. I mean, to get a handgun, to get permission to get a handgun in this state, there are hoops you have to jump through. And to be able to carry one, there are even more hoops you have to go through. And that is purportedly our Second Amendment. We have the right to self-defense. It is a moral obligation that predates the Constitution, by the way. Because if you do not have the right to defend yourself and defend your property and defend those who you love, then you are not a free citizen, period. You are somebody else's property, and you will do the will of those individuals who are bigger and stronger than you. That's all that she wrote. You have to keep that in mind. You have to, at its very core, we have the innate capability and responsibility for self-defense. If you remove that from us, we're not free men or free women. We're serfs. We're peasants. We work for the lords and lady of the land, and they determine for us what we can do, where we can go, where you have to wear a mask. Begin to sound familiar? When you have to take a shot, these are the desires of those on the left, to be the rulers of the rest of us. All right. Nino, I want to end with this because I've been sitting on this for a day. Kennedy, over at Fox News, she has a way with words. My way of characterizing what happened in Minneapolis is people, these people who do this murder-suicide thing, they always do it in the wrong order. Right? I mean, to me, they always do the murder first. If they started with the suicide, we'd be pretty much pretty okay with this. Here's Kennedy.
I wish there were someone there to put a bullet between this little a-hole's eyes before he was able to pull a trigger. The only solace I have is that when he took his own cowardly life, which he should have done in the parking lot before he got out of his car, is that he woke up in hell. That is the only comfort that I have. And taking guns away from good people who deserve self-protection, I'm sorry, it's not the answer.
No, it is not the answer. I mean, extraordinarily well said. Angry, but extraordinarily well said.
Yeah, but I'll just close. It's been a great week with you, Bruce. And at least Amy Klobuchar did mention those brave, heroic, beautiful kids who had to suffer through what they did. And I told you the clip that I saw of this 10-year-old who was there, and his 10-year-old buddy, his name was Victor, stood and shielded him and actually took a bullet, by the way.
Yeah.
And he said, when they asked him, I'm praying for all the kids in the hospital.
It's an amazing story. That's it for us for this day and for this week, folks. Sean is back on Monday. I'm off on a week of vacation. You guys guys have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. We'll see you in a week and a couple of days. Take care.
This is the right choice for Maryland.